B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Football Friday. Oh, the game's Monday. But it's Football Friday. It's all right. I'm in a good football mood. Maybe it's because of the Phillies. All right, so last night, doing Cousins Corner, I'm up at Parks. It was a crazy day because, listen, it got pretty nasty when you were driving. Like, you got to the point where you're driving, you couldn't see in front of you. That kind of downpours, right? So you know what happens. Then the roads are treacherous and people either drive too slow or too fast. There's never in between. Anyway, Cousins Corner. I'm following. My man Mike Vito is there. He's terrific. He's a, would he be a street teamer? Would that be his title, Chunis?
Yeah, and a soon-to-be producer here at 975.
I like Mike a lot. He's a great. So he loves the Phillies. So I appreciate that. So he's keeping me abreast of the Braves. So I get there, it was about 5:45, actually 5:30. Because I went into the sports book and I just sat down, nice and quiet, and they had all the TVs. I like the sports book, it's beautiful. They have these like really comfy chairs. So I'm watching Braves Diamondbacks. And it's 4-1. I'm like, they're gonna win again. They don't lose. Because Bumgarner was going, and I'm thinking, well, maybe Arizona's got a shot. And then Mike tells me Diamondbacks explode for 5. I go, wow. Because now I'm doing the show. And, all right. So now doing the Cousins Corner, doing our football stuff and everything. And then I was talking, chit-chatting with some people. And then I find out my phone starts to blow up. Chunis. I hate NOLA. And then from there, I got 10 I hate NOLA texts. So now, meanwhile, I'm doing my thing. So I go to the car. I check the score, and it's 6-0. I go, you got to get the second inning. I'm like, what, are you serious? 6-0? You give them 6 runs to the Pirates? What? And then they start to chip away. And then once they got to 6-5, you went, oh, dude, they're going to win this game. And then Ronnie Bombs hits a 3-run shot. And Phillies win.
Left field, Alford's going back. It's over his head. And it bounces out of the yard. It's a 3-run home run for Ronald Torres. And for the
Ronnie Bombs
this year, the Phillies have erased at least a 6-run deficit. Taking the lead, it's 8-6 here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Ah, it's nice to hear the song, the wind song. And here we go. Bills, last week, we got a week left, right? So we got this weekend. We got the Braves in San Diego. Now, they also today are trying to complete the suspended game. They're down a run. All right, so if they lose that game, 2 in the loss column. It's 2. It's it, 2. Right now it's 3 in the loss column. We could be 2. If they can just get to 1 out before the series, I think we're going to be even. I think the Phils could be even. Oh, my God, Chunis. Could you imagine Monday, the Phillies tied for first place, and it's Eagles, Cowboys Monday Night Football and Sixers Media Day. That's the day I'm looking. I got a nice Monday. I'm looking at. I'm feeling that. And it is Eagles Cowboys Monday night. Cannot wait. And I think we got to do Eagles Cowboys school. So last night, and Chewis, I got to tell you a story. Because usually I have my man, the big brain, on to go over the games. And we go over the card for the weekend, and you know, we're at the sports book, and that's the show. But I always take, I do first segment, I take calls, and I like to BS around. And so I got a couple of the most, I got like the strangest calls. The first call was a dude who goes, "Hey man, started watching football when the Eagles won the Super Bowl." I go, "All right, you know. Really?" He goes, "I want to talk about the budding rivalry with the Colts." I go,
"What?"
I said, "The Colts? So we talking about?" He goes, "Oh, the rivalry with the Colts." I go,
"What?"
I go, "There's no rivalry with the Colts. There's rivalry with the Cowboys, but not the Colts." "Oh, no, it's rivalry with the Colts, man." He goes, "In fact, I went when Wentz went to Indianapolis. I went with him." And I went, "Dude, there's no rivalry with Indianapolis." And he was arguing with me to the point where I was like, "Dude, you just started watching football 5 minutes ago. And you're going to tell me, you probably don't even know that the Colts are in another conference." I said, "Get out." Right? One of those deals. And he's trying to tell me the Colts are a bigger rival than the Cowboys. And it started me to wonder, like, Maybe I took the wrong tact. I got to educate as to why Eagles Cowboys matters. Like sometimes you just think it's there and everybody understands it. But in truth, and to your point, you've always said Giants. Tyler Zuli, giant guy, he's like you. And I know maybe we should take the tack of educating. Now, the second call last night was from a Cowboys fan who tried to rationalize his fandom by saying that all that's wrong with Philadelphia is because of Eagles fans. And I go, what are you talking about? And he brought up his father. And so it dawned on me that he has daddy issues, and that is what drew him to the Cowboys. Which is the weirdest thing in the world. But hey, look, you know, childhood, I mean, that's Freudian. So, you know, I guess. A guy's trouble guy. What are you going to do? So I thought today that we would educate people on why hating the Cowboys still matters. That with the genesis of the rivalry. Because I thought it was just there, everybody knows it. But, Chunas, I think we need to actually educate people on it.
Well, even though the Giants are the number one hate for me, I still hate the Cowboys. The first guy that you talk about, he needs more than education when it comes to football. He needs like basic education. You can't go Eagles-Colts rivalry. Now, here's the thing. I think the Eagles have played the Colts twice or maybe three times since 2017. So maybe he thinks because they've played them often, that's a rivalry. That's weird.
They've played them often, really?
I think they played them twice. I'm trying to think, like, what would get him to say that?
Dude, you know what the greatest was when he goes, "Yeah, man, I left the Eagles and went with Wentz to the Colts."
Bye-bye. All right, see ya.
And I was like, "Dude, you just started watching football when the Eagles won the Super Bowl."
Well, he's not watching. He's got it on with his friends or something who probably also don't watch.
I never even realized there were people like that. They just started watching football when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Listen, I know a lot of people who just started watching basketball when the Sixers were in the process.
Yeah, a little different.
And some of them all of a sudden cover teams. And I go, "Oh, all right."
Well, that's a little different. I'm talking more of the... You know, I mean, that's That's 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
it's amazing sometimes.
I know people whose parents weren't into football, so maybe his parents weren't into football.
I don't know, the greatest was he was arguing with me.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part.
And I'm going, to the point where then I started getting annoyed because I just drove in a flood, teeming rain,
right
on the boulevard to get there. I'm like, really? Dude, go, just leave me alone.
Like, is he trying to say that because there's an old coach from the Eagles staff that's now the head coach there, and they lost their OC who came here, and the quarterback went there? Is he trying to, like, make up a rivalry?
I don't know, dude. Honestly, I have no idea.
So the Eagles and the Giants in baseball, or sorry, the Phillies and the Giants are rivals because Gabe Kapler is there, and Hunter Pence went there a while ago. Like, is that what, like, that's kind of what the guy's saying? That makes no sense.
Dude, here's the thing. He lost me when he went. Like, you can't argue with me when you said I just started watching football.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
In 2018.
Yeah, he has no idea.
You know, I mean, whatever. I pity him. But it gave me food for thought today. So my food for thought was maybe we need to educate. Like, not just you and I, but our callers and everybody, you know, talk about the moments as to the root of the rivalry.
Okay.
And maybe that'll explain it a little bit.
I hope that guy's listening and taking notes. I really do, because that was...
Well, I mean, he didn't take notes. I'm just saying, maybe we can all do the root of the rivalry. I think that would be helpful. Because that's kind of what I'm looking at. Like, I don't want to snap with a guy, but when a guy starts arguing with me, and you just... Dude, you just started watching. Please, just stop. Sometimes we don't have all the... I don't have all the answers, right? Sometimes just let other people who are a little bit more well-versed in the subject matter guide you. Might be better that way, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And my other man who said that all Eagle fans are the root of evil. I was like... Now he was out there.
Was happy hour early yesterday for people?
No, but he brought his father into it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's like, deeper roots like, there, man.
So then I started getting nervous. Like, I don't know, the guy, you know, smack him around a little bit.
Yeah, you're talking about the root of the rivalry.
You know,
he's got roots of his own of why he hates Eagles fans.
And you should have heard the vitriol in his voice.
Really?
Yeah. Eagles fans, all that.
Oh, so not even like playful like when you
No. They're all that's wrong with Philadelphia.
All right.
Yeah. That's, you know, and he brought his father, and I'm like, all right, that's, you know, hey, dude. Hey, God bless. Go, you know, go talk to someone. You need help. You got to go to the therapist. I could try to help you, but you got to go talk to somebody for an hour.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
You know what I mean? You got to go hit the couch, bro. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, are you excited? Like, what do you think? Look, all they got to do, I mean, these Pirates stink, right? Like, you can't lose to the Pirates.
No, they should sweep the series. Go for it. Come on, man. I know you got the bullpen game on Sunday, but we got my man Gibby on the mound today, who had a great performance against the Pirates in his first start with the Phillies, so hopefully he can continue that. I mean, this Nola's a disaster, but at least they got the win yesterday. I was so angry when I texted you.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate him.
Yeah. That was such a horrible performance.
And his facial features, man, he just looked... Like, he looked dead inside. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Now, he ends up striking out 9 because he still does that.
Yeah, it doesn't
he's
mean
trying anything. To strike everybody out. That's all he's trying to do now.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. After the season, you might have to move on.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
You might have to move on. I almost think that you got to move on from this crowd. Some of them. They've been poisoned.
Well, yeah, and like people look at Didi weird now because he blamed the vaccine for his elbow issues, which is why he's having the worst season. I'm sorry, is your elbow in your glove? Because you're not just making bad throws, you're not fielding ground balls. Like, the glove was not affected by the vaccine,
I don't even want to think about it. Listen, they bailed them out, all right?
Yeah.
They bailed Noah out.
Knapp's got to go. Please. Just bring up Marshawn, man. Like, please. Like, what are we doing here? He stinks, man.
You know what the greatest is? We just love Bryce and JT.
I love JT. He doesn't even start the game. He comes in. Dude, and JT's look at the impact he has.
JT's the best, man.
I was talking to Connor before the show. The problem is JT's so banged up but still has to play every day because your backup is so bad.
He's got to play.
And now Knowles, Mr. Hey. Well, I need Knapp to catch when I pitch. How's that going for you, Knowles?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, do you understand that a little bit?
No. No. And plus, like
he stinks.
You're not Garrett Cole. You shouldn't have any say.
Right. He's had a horrible season. He really has. Other than a couple starts, he's been a colossal disappointment.
And I told you this morning, his quote from his last start was, "I don't want to hear about my September numbers anymore."
Yeah.
Well,
I honestly, I don't want him around next year, but whatever. I didn't even pitch well next week against the Braves.
He's pitched well in Atlanta in his career, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I need. You know what I'm saying?
Take care of business against the Pirates.
That's it.
We need Gibby.
And listen, the Padres have some pride. They still got ballplayers on that
team. They beat the Giants yesterday, so they are still trying. And the Giants are still trying to win, obviously, because they're trying to win the division because they're only a game or two games up with the Dodgers. So they're still playing. Padres won 7-6. They got this game in hand right now where they're in the lead. Hopefully they can close that one. Today, I'm going to the ballpark today. I can't wait, right? I hope that the Padres win the rest of that game, the postponed game, and then there's the little roar of the crowd because people see the F for final and the Padres win, and all of a sudden maybe that gives the Phillies some energy. That would be nice.
Yes.
They're only two out.
Yes.
Let's go, man.
Play the soul. Yes, play the soul. My man Jimmy from the Palm. Someone sounds like someone's out of the bar car and headed up to the conductor's booth.
Come on up, man.
Dude, be awesome.
Aren't you guys happy that I sealed the door shut?
Yes.
And you couldn't leave?
Yeah, you can't leave. Well, guess what? Got 1 week. And they're alive, man. They're alive. All right, we're going to get to a lot of Philly stuff. Obviously, it's a football Friday. We'll get you picks and the whole thing. We do our build the parlay. Drop a prop.
Prop drop.
Yeah. So do some prop dropping today and try to build the big parlay from our audience. And then, I'm excited for Eagles Cowboys. So I want to do a little bit of an education on the roots of the rivalry. So your own roots of your, whether it was passed down to you by your father, your uncle, your cousin, whatever. You know, when you first realized you hated them, I got plenty of them. I got plenty of moments. So think about that for a second. Also, I can't believe that people didn't like the T-shirt, the Sirianni T-shirt.
Yeah, that's bulletin board material.
People thought it was a rube move, bulletin board.
I think a lot of people are tired of the pandering.
I don't think it's pandering.
It might be a little bit.
I don't.
I like the shirt.
I think he's in the way. I think the guy's in the way. Let him wear the shirt. What's wrong with the shirt? No. This isn't a Barry White thing. No.
You liked him in the shirt.
No, dude. Let him wear the shirt. That's cool he wears the shirt. I don't understand it. All right, it's not a football Monday. It's a football Friday, cuz. Football Fridays on the Fanatic brought to you by Pump Man Philly. Need a water pump expert for your facility? Contact Pump Man Philly. Guys to know to fix your flow. All right, lots to get to. Fun Friday today. It's our tailgate, the Friday tailgate. Let's do some drinking, Tunis.
All
right. Just getting started. See you in a minute.
This is Andrew Sal. Tunis Football is back. FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge. They want you to get the most out of every play, and that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every single week. You make a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your first bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this Birds game coming up, because if you're a first-time bettor, you can win $150 on a $5 play, right? If you sign up with promo code Fanatic, you bet $5, you win $150, you get 30-1 odds. But I'm also looking at this game because I think there's going to be plenty of points scored between the Birds and Dallas. So take a look at some of the overs for touchdown totals, whether it's anytime touchdown scores. I like the over in the points. I like the over for the Birds. I like the over for Jalen Hurts and his passing yards. I think the offense comes back to life a little bit this week. Lock in your bet today and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. Also, as I mentioned, claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win Monday night. Go with the Birds. Sign up with promo code Fanatic. If your first bet loses, you'll also get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code Fanatic. Must be 21 plus and present in PA. Refund issues non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hello.
Another defensive touchdown.
It's 10:30 across the Delaware Valley. Did you watch the game last night?
I was locked in Phil's.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, man. I was
yeah.
Pitch by pitch, man.
Yeah, but did you turn over after or no?
No. I went to bed, man.
Wait, there's an NFL game on and you didn't watch it?
Yeah, I went to bed.
What time did you go to bed? 10 o'clock? That Phillies game was over, what, 10:15?
10:15, 10:30, something like that. Yeah, I was tired yesterday. All right.
Wow. I think that's a violation.
I know your boy's there, but the Texans don't really do much for me.
Okay, well, still, it's an NFL game.
Yeah.
You just didn't even turn it on?
I flipped it on when the Phillies went to commercial, but that was when the game ended. I was like, all right, go Phils. I went to bed, man.
Wow, that's weird.
I've watched the last two Thursday night games.
Bro!
I wasn't really in on Panthers-Texans.
Bro, get in here for a second. I need to ask you. Because I want to give you a violation.
Okay.
You're supposed to be sports guy. Sports guy.
Yeah.
Sports guy fills over. You got NFL on. You
I saw
go
Sam
NFL.
Darnold rush in a touchdown. I was like, all right, the Texans suck. I saw the dude's neck.
I mean, I was locked in.
The Texans quarterback's neck, because that's what everyone was talking about yesterday.
I was locked in.
Well, you got your boy.
Well, yeah.
You got your boy.
Yeah, well.
That adds to it.
Yeah.
That
I
adds
told
to
him
it.
To the game last night.
Yeah, so that adds to it for you a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's my man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if it was another team, I'd be watching.
Yeah, I flipped it on when the Phils went to commercial, but I would go right back to the Phils.
The game's over. Phils over. First of all,
And I went to bed.
Why would you go to bed?
Because I got
I
up
did and two shows, drove all around the rain, I was in the car for hours. I get home.
I didn't have to drive around for hours in the rain yesterday. I got up at 5 today to run 11 miles.
So what? There's a game. You don't watch the game.
I went to bed.
That's a violation.
All right.
It's supposed to be sports talk, man. You gotta watch. It's the NFL.
Okay.
NFL, you gotta watch the game. Can't go to bed. Can't go to bed.
Sometimes your rules, man, they confuse me.
Well, the rule is, if there's an NFL game on, you got to watch it. Is that too much?
No, it's not too much.
No, but seriously, like, if it was a Sunday night, would you not?
No, I'm in Sunday night. I just wasn't into last night's game with the Texans.
All right, still with, NFL.
With a practice squad quarterback. It's like the damn Broncos game last year where they're on their fifth quarterback.
Listen, the kid, he's not horrible. The kid, you know, they need to protect him.
Yeah, that team's terrible. So I got some of the story when I was watching the game during commercials of the Phillies game. And then when the Phillies won, I was like, all right, there's no way the Texans are winning this game.
VG says violation.
All right. Take another hit, VG. I'll join you.
You can't just go to bed. I went to bed. You're 27 years old. You went to bed?
All right. Previous night, I didn't go to bed right away.
I don't get you.
Oh, God. God forbid. You know, I'm tired. I got to stay up, though.
Let's go.
I watched the fifth string quarterback try to come back.
You're supposed to be sports talk, man. Come on, bro.
Thank you, 97.5.
All right. Let's get it started on the phone lines. All right? I want to talk to all of our friends. Now, I got to get my man up here. He was on last night, in fact. I wanted to get to him, but the calls were so weird and bizarre, it blew my mind. And then we had Brad, and I missed him. He's the great Movie Dave. Good morning, Movie Dave. Hello. Oh, Movie Dave.
That's a violation.
That is a violation.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Movie Dave, what happened?
I was getting in the car, and I muted so you wouldn't hear it. I couldn't get it out.
Were muted up. Yeah, man.
No. But listen, speaking of getting in the car, last night, it's a long day of meetings. I get in the car to run, get takeout, and I hear these callers. That's why I had to call last night, even though I knew I wasn't going to get through. Something was in the water. It must have been the rain.
Yeah.
You talk about education, and so I was fuming last night too with you. But education, I'm going to use a movie example.
Okay.
Silver Linings Playbook. There's a reason that the villain, the neighbor, is a Fugazi Cowboys fan.
Yes.
There's a reason he's there. Because
yes.
Trolls. He's just there to troll De Niro. There's even a scene where he roots for the Giants. He wears a Giants shirt. Jennifer Lawrence says, Randy, you punked my father for years. He's just a provocateur. But what is he? He's a Dallas fan. At the end, he's wearing a suit jacket over a Dallas jersey. That's what they are. We can't forget that these people are here just to make us angry, just to troll us. They don't know anything about football.
Yes.
Even the screenwriters knew that for that movie.
That's right. That's right. They're, you know, and it's funny because that's where demons come from. Demons are, you know, the devil's playthings. They come around and they just want to, they're nuisances. And they want to create acrimony for good people.
Right.
And that's the demonic cowboy fan.
And they just crawl out. And the ones around here, they've never been to Dallas. We all know the whole thing. But I think it's important to remember that part of it is they're the people that just like to push buttons. They just like to put, they don't know anything about football. That's why they're also Yankees fans and Lakers fans.
Yes,
but
yes.
They just want to push buttons. And that's why it's fun to heckle them. Because then when they lose,
it's like great movie,
said,
Dave.
They crawl back.
Yeah.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah. Have you, did you hear the one guy who had the father issues?
That was something else. I heard him and I heard the new Colts fan. The guy with the daddy issues, he just, What are you going to say to that guy? That's some deep-seated problem.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I worry about society that he's roaming the earth. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a lot of the Cowboys fans, to be honest. How, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's right. How about the Colt guy, man? Tell me you didn't want to smack that one.
Not only that, he's the guy, you know, who you see walking with the new blue Colts jersey, the number two.
Yeah.
You point and you laugh.
Exactly.
You're like, you paid for that? All right.
Right.
You.
Right. You know, I started watching football way back when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, please. So, yeah, you should have asked him what happened in that game. I'm sure he only knows the Philly special.
That's right.
Maybe Brandon Graham. He has no idea about the fourth and one Ertz caught. Please.
Yeah. Movie Dave, you got any suggestions for the weekend for people?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple. Sure. Yeah. Now, I don't know, you're not really a horror guy, right?
I got no problem with horror.
All right. There's a new show starting on Netflix today called Midnight Mass. It's the guys who did The Haunting at Hill House.
Oh, yeah?
It is so good, especially if you were raised Catholic, because it's very
I'm down with that
doctrine. I don't want to spoil too much. All I'm going to say is Midnight Mass. He comes back to his community after a drunk driving accident, comes back after prison. It's like a little island, very Stephen King-y. And when he comes back, this young priest comes back, too, when they were expecting the old Monsignor, who is now sick on the mainland.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's great.
I'm down with that. Midnight. Where's it shot out of?
I think it's Canada, but it all takes place on an island, so it feels like New England. It feels like Stephen King, but it was not written by Stephen King.
All right, that's a good choice. I like that.
Excellent. Loved it. And you know, this is chalk, but I'm still watching and loving Ted Lasso. I love that.
Dude, it's awesome. It's great. Yeah. By the way, Sirianni's Ted Lasso.
He really is. I got to tell you, though, eventually, let me ask you this before I go. If they go on a bad run at some point, at what point do we get tired of the shirts? My wife says I'm just being a hater. But I wonder...
Dude,
like,
come on, embrace the shirt. Let the guy wear the shirt. He just wants to be a part of it.
All right. My wife said the same thing.
Don't be a creep.
For that comment. All right.
Yeah. All right, good man. Movie Dave, you're the man, buddy. Thanks, brother.
All right, brother.
I want to talk to you more, man. I need choices. All right, next week.
I know. I'll get better.
All right, buddy. I'll see you. Let the guy wear the shirt. I've been hearing that all morning. People go, yesterday. Oh, beat Dallas. What's wrong with that? And it's not pandering. He just wants to be a part of it.
People were complaining from the very beginning when he wore the Brandon Graham shirt, which I had no problem with.
He's into it. I love people who are passionate about what they do. And he's passionate about it. He wants to embrace everything. I love that. I think that's cool. Wear the shirt, Nick. Wear the shirt.
And I don't get the bulletin board thing. Like, what is Dallas?
That's stupid.
Is Dallas offended?
They're going to play harder? Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, is Dak Prescott going, I'm going to throw for 4 touchdowns today because he wore that shirt?
That's the dumbest thing in the world. You kidding me? McCarthy could have a cheesesteak tattooed on his forehead. Who gives a rat's ass? Stupid. Let's go to my man Reed in Charlotte, one of our great scouts. Hello, Reed.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, my man?
Hey, man, excited. Hey, I'm going to give my report on the safeties. And then, because I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Anything for you, buddy.
Appreciate that. I want to make my point and then hang up and listen to you respond. Because the last time I was on, I didn't get a chance to finish.
Yeah.
You know, and we can agree to disagree, but I got some examples that I want to share with you. And I'm going to be quick. So with the safeties, I get the safeties a B-. I mean, they played well, but those two penalties hurt. Pass interference by Harris in the end zone, and then the Kayvon Wallace, a helmet-to-helmet. You know, those two plays really impacted the game. But other than that, they played a solid game. You know, Epps went out. I think Kayvon Wallace came and did a good job. And listen, we held the 49ers to 17 points. So defense is playing well. And I gave up 23 points in 2 games to 2 teams that's put up over 28 against the other teams they've played. So I'm excited about the defense. I think Gannon needs to blitz a little more. Hopefully he changes that up. What the point I was trying to make last, and this is where I want to make my point. The point I was trying to make last time I called was not to run, you know, the majority of plays with Hurts under center, but maybe 30, 40% of the time. And here's why. You saw it last night watching the game, right? You Matt Rule's your guy, so you talk to him after the game. Sam Donner converted 4 quarterback sneaks. Right? 1 for touchdowns, 1 for a touchdown, and then 2 other 31s. Garoppolo against us converted 3 31 quarterback sneaks. You know, so if we never line up under center and then we want to run that quarterback sneak, the team is going to know that what we're doing. Now, we can still do it and probably be successful with Hurts.
Yeah,
but you can't tell me.
I agree. Listen, I agree with what your point is. You're there. Now, again, against the Niners, that's a stout front. Texans don't have a stout front like the Niners do. So that was my only point about sneaking against San Fran, because they got a nasty front. They were getting penetration, right?
Yeah, here's the subtle thing. And I don't know if you noticed this. Garoppolo was doing something real subtle. He was doing a hard count, mm-hmm. right? And then as soon as the Eagles defense relaxed because he didn't snap the ball, then he was snapping real quick.
Right.
You know, so
and a lot of quarterbacks like to do that because they'll mess with timing. In fact, it backfired on Carolina last night. If you remember, on the 4th-and-1 that they went for it, it was 7-0, and they didn't kick the field goal. They went for it on 4th-and-1, and they hurried up. And if you looked at it, it was a poor play because, first of all, they ran to the side where it was a tight end and a receiver and not where
that
it was attacked.
That was out of shotgun, though. That was out of shotgun.
No, yeah, but my point to you is they ran. It was all about a timing thing. So they were trying to catch, and guys will do that. Sometimes you lull them. Sometimes you'll hurry up to try to catch a team. But I agree. Yeah. When it comes to, listen, I agree with you. You're right. You got to do some under center. I think you're right about that, buddy. I do. My only point is that the Niners present a different challenge just because how stout they are. But I agree. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Big A.
What's going on, Aaron?
What's up, Aaron?
I need Andrew in this conversation with me, too.
Yeah, good, bro. He's here.
Hello. Okay. I'm going to say it like this, Ant. I mean, I hate Dallas, but I hate the Giants. I hate everybody in the division. I'm not saying I have a greater hate for Dallas because of the fans that's in Philadelphia. Territorial, I hate the Giants because they right next to us. And they right there. And they won championships, the Giants, with a bad squad. Not a great squad, but they won championships. I knew Dallas was good when they ran championships. I can hate on that. But the damn Giants was winning championships. We didn't think they were going to win. So I can't stand them. I can't stand the Giants.
Yeah, I don't get any of that.
Now, Andrew.
Listen, I'll get Andrew up here. But the point is that you live in West Philly.
Yes, I live
Now, dude, there's a million Cowboy fans.
I said that. That's why I can't. I hate them because of their fans.
Right.
That's in the city.
That's got to supersede everything.
Right. I
You don't sit with Giant fans every day. So we're up the turnpike.
No, I know a lot of Giants fans, man. I do.
You know more. I guarantee you know more. You know more.
I know more Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Andrew. Go ahead, bro.
So are you trying to say that you hate the Cowboys because of the fans, but you hate the Giants because of the team itself because they won the 2 Super Bowls?
Yes, and regionally, they so close to us.
Yeah, the whole New York thing.
They're right next to our neighbors, so they have something to talk about. We don't go to Dallas. We go to New York sometimes to have fun or do whatever, and we got to hear about that stuff when it was in the 90s, 2000, the early stuff. We got to hear that they team's so great. I don't go to Dallas no time to hear how great Dallas is. I hear from the Dallas fans.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, you feel
that
how you feel.
Sense. that makes sense?
No.
Yes, it does, Andrew.
It makes no sense.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Andrew.
You, you and Andrew sense. Are giant guys. Sense. I get it. All right.
I hate Dallas, too, though. You
don't, I don't understand it. I don't get you. Yeah.
All right, but yesterday, Andrew.
That's Andrew's guy. Yeah.
You hurt my feelings yesterday when you said, yeah, like Washington. I don't really, you know, Washington. You was lukewarm, like you don't really hate Washington.
I don't. Who cares about Washington?
But that's fake, Ed. If you
what means
if,
fake?
If you love Philadelphia, you hate everybody in our conference.
Yeah, but they're irrelevant. They're irrelevant, Aaron.
That's stupid. I'm sorry, brother. I don't get. Listen,
I hate the Redskins or the Washington football team, but
has been pathetic.
Yeah,
for years and years and years. I mean, like, they're benign to me.
When I see the whatever logo they have nowadays, I don't get angry inside.
Nah.
I see the star. Like, I see get the NY. Listen, I get angry.
I get the NY. Like, I'm not telling you I don't hate the Giants, because I hate the Giants. In fact, I hate everything about the Giants. Like, the Giants themselves, I don't even enjoy Eagles-Giants games as much. But I hate the Cowboys way more. The Redskins, the Washington team.
Yeah.
They don't even, let me
RG3,
think about it.
They Kirk don't Cousins.
Have, they don't even have a nickname.
Right. Dwayne Haskins. Like, think about the quarterbacks that.
Exactly.
And I know Cousins actually was okay against the Birds in years past, but come on. Like,
they just look to me like they're almost a pathetic franchise.
Yeah, I mean, there was the video that went viral of the sewage pipe that bursted in week one, and like that's the perfect video for the Washington football team franchise.
Yes. By the way, Jim from the Palm, pro Chunis on the going to bed.
Oh, YouTube's all on my side, man.
Yeah.
Somebody called it, used one of your terms, trash can juice game last night.
Oh, trash juice.
Yeah. Let's face it, your boy was there. I get it.
No, but dude, I'm watching. You know me. I'm watching any NFL game.
Yeah, but you're going till the end. I watched yesterday. I just didn't go till the end because it was an awful game.
Yeah, but you didn't turn on the cheat. You didn't turn the game on after the Phillies.
Yeah. Because the time that I was able to watch during commercials of the Phillies games, I said, wow, this game sucks. Texans got no shot because they stink.
Listen.
3-win team.
You might be. Here's the deal. I still think violation, but you had a better use of your time. You're smarter than me.
Well, I wouldn't go there.
Well, you went. I'm out. So you're smarter. You had a better use of your time. However, I say, you're a sports guy, you're a sports talk man, you got to go back and watch NFL.
I would say no.
I don't know. I wonder if what did Connor do?
I don't know. Why don't you go home? Probably wear tight pants while watching. Oh man, like what do you? I don't know.
I'm just curious. Other people in that
his shirt unbuttoned. You know, whatever he does at home, he does at home. Walking like a cowboy, like I don't know.
He does walk like a cowboy. Yeah. What is that?
I don't know, man. Live and let live.
That walk is the weirdest
walk. Well, it's because the pants are too tight.
Yeah, he's got a perpetual wedgie. It's weird. It's true. Anyway, you're right. I should
those are your people. Watching
the game. Uncle Frank watched the game.
Go for him.
All right.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Next time I'm going to call you, wake you up. Watch the game. Let's talk Parks Casino. Street Road Bed Salem. Your 4-for-4 casino and sports book. Listen, got some good stuff for you. So what? Wisconsin tomorrow against Notre Dame. I love Wisconsin. I'm smelling a double-digit victory by Wisconsin over the Irish. I love Sunday, the Rams, and I like Cleveland. So those are my plays, and I just think the Rams all day long. Also, I saw a little prop, and we'll get into it picks later, but I saw a Rodgers prop, 271.5 passing yards. I love the over because, look, the Niners are going to score on the Packer defense, and Rodgers is going to have to chuck it. I think that's a live prop. Don't you agree, Tunis? That's if you stay up until the end of the
all
game.
All right.
Go to parkscasino.com/PA. All right. Download the Parks Sportsbook right to your phone right now. You can get a risk-free $50 bet. Just sign up. You don't need to deposit a quarter. Sign up. They'll give you a risk-free $50 bet. You can bet on the in-game, live in-game, or the props I just told you about. Or you can do same-game parlays. You got it right there. ParksCasino.com/PA. Promo code sports. And you got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
My man Matt poses a question on the gram. Now, first of all, Scott on the gram agrees that, you know, Philly's over because he was with you, and I agree with you. Philly's Trump NFL. Playoff Phillies, pennant race Phillies, trumps NFL. That's what Scott said.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. However, game's over, you should at least watch the end of the NFL. But that's Scott and I, you know, we go that route. But I understand. I got shut out during the break.
Yeah.
Connor was sleeping. D-Train was sleeping. I get it. I even asked you the question. Don't you just hate the fact that you have to sleep?
Yeah, and I agree with you.
I hate sleep. I hate the fact that I got to go to sleep.
Like 2 weeks ago, the Cowboys-Buccaneers game was fascinating. I couldn't turn that.
But still, NFL's NFL. I love the NFL. I got to tell you, I was locked in.
Texans should have signed David Carr yesterday.
Anyway, Matt brings this up. Giants playing the Cowboys. Who are you rooting for?
A tie.
No, seriously.
At that point, it gets to who do I need to lose?
It's the first game of the season.
Dude, I don't.
It's the first game of the season. Who are you rooting for?
This year, I would say I'd root for the Giants because the Cowboys are a more formidable opponent, and I need every loss that they can have.
You can never root for the Cowboys.
Right.
That means you hate the Cowboys more. You can never root for the Cowboys.
You're trying to manipulate everything. Oh, well, it's week one. It's 82 degrees and sunny outside.
Listen. Matt on Instagram threw it out.
So it's a 425 game. Buck and Aikman are on the call.
What can I tell you? Matt threw it out there. I'm taking it to you. Just trying to illustrate a point.
Well, I think the Cowboys can win the division, so I would root Giants there.
Yeah, because you hate the Cowboys more. It's inside you. You're a Giant fan. It makes sense. You're a Giant fan. You live in New York. You're supposed to be a Giant fan or a Jet fan, whatever. You're in West Philly. You're supposed to be an Eagles fan.
Yes.
Not a Cowboys fan.
Yes.
That's the point. Let's get to my man, Zach Berman, from The Athletic, doing a bang-up job as always. I love my man, Zach. Don't forget, he's on the Comcast Business Hotline, Comcast Business Everyday Business. Big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. Zachariah. What's going on, man?
Anthony, thanks for having me on. I would tell you there's no amount of sleep that's worth missing an NFL game, right? Thursday night, Monday night, college game Saturday night. This is the best time of year.
Zach, I love you, Zach. You're the greatest, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I'm in the minority. I'm getting beat up by the YouTubers, the Tunis. They're all telling me I'm wrong. I'm crazy.
Yeah, I mean, my wife disagrees, but you know, I think back. I was covering University of Virginia. It was like 10 years ago. Al Groh was the coach, and he says there's only 10-11 of these games all year. What's the rush, right? So
exactly, he's right. Yeah. Al Groh is right. Al Groh was great. Al Groh greater than Mike Groh. I got another one for you. You ready?
Yep.
The shirt. Do you have any problem with the Beat Dallas shirt?
I don't, because it's authentic for Sirianni, right? If I thought it was contrived, I would say he's trying too hard. But if you get to know Nick a bit, like, this is who he is. You know, he said it yesterday. He still has his Mount Union John Carroll shirt from 2003. These rivalries,
yes,
they matter to Sirianni. He has a board in the team facility for each rivalry with different moments of Eagles Giants and Eagles Cowboys, Eagles Washington. So I would have an issue with it if it's contrived, but I think it's authentic with Nick.
I agree. And here's the other thing. I think he loves it. He wants to be a part of it. It's organic. He's into it on every level. He's into it.
Yeah, and I would add to this. I mean, I don't think Nick would blatantly say this, but he spent a lot of time coaching in San Diego, spent time coaching in Indianapolis, and not to belittle those cities, but he really enjoys like the Northeast Philadelphia,
yeah,
component of
true football town.
Exactly.
San Diego's not a football town. Come on.
Here than right. San Diego. So he soaks that part of it up.
I bet he does. I do. I would agree. All right. What's the status? Let's cover the injury pieces for Monday night. Where are we looking at? I mean, obviously, the two big losses we know about with Brooks and Graham, which are going to hurt.
Yeah, so the Zach Ertz status, that's not injury, that's COVID.
Yeah.
But that's something to monitor here too, because it's not the type of injury where you say it at the beginning of the week, you know, is he going to be questionable? There are variables there that are obviously out of their control. Then beyond that, Miles Sanders was banged up with a chest injury. We'll see if he's out there today and how much. But I Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelce, I wouldn't be concerned about those. Those were more veteran rest situations. Then Davion Taylor, he came off last week. He didn't practice yesterday. We'll see where he's at. But that's more of a special teams depth linebacker situation.
All right. How do you kind of match this thing up? Now, I think the Eagles can move the ball against the Cowboys. I'm not in love with the Cowboy defense. Obviously, Niners go side to side so well. Their front is really good. And you look, the strength of the quarterback and really the offense is not to attack the down the field like, and they tried, but you know, that's not Hurts' best attribute. So, but I think against this team, I think they can have a lot of success.
Well, that's where the matchup is, though, right? You know, and it's last week, obviously, San Fran without both those corners. The matchup was on the perimeter, and the Eagles tried to take advantage of it, and they couldn't do it. And I think that's where it is this week. Now, the Cowboys don't have the same pass rush.
Right.
But, you know, so that's a big difference. But, you know, the front seven is better than what they have in the secondary. I think the secondary is the issue here for Dallas. So the Eagles are going to have to get their receivers involved. They need to have more than six catches. They need to connect downfield. I think that's where this matchup is this week.
I agree with you. My point, though, is I think Hurts going to have a lot more time, and he's guy to be able to go down the field. He can't be under duress. You've got to give him a clean pocket.
Yeah, that's fair. And I do agree he will have more time. This pass rush is better, I would say, than what the Falcons had, but much worse than what the 49ers had.
Yeah. How do you suss it out? How do you think the matchup with that Dallas offense against the Eagles, especially now without Brandon Graham and losing a big piece of your pass rush?
I think that's going to be an issue. You know, I like this Dallas offense. I know they're missing some pieces or have some questions there with injuries overall.
Is Cooper playing?
Yeah, I mean, that's one I'm monitoring, and then Michael Gallup's one to monitor too. But, you know, if those guys are out there, and obviously CeeDee Lamb, I think Dak's a high-level player. They've been able to pass the ball. This whole season, they can run the ball. It's a top-10 offense. The Eagles D has answered the bell both games, I felt like. But this is a much tougher challenge. So I think the offense is going to have to score points. They're not going to be able to win this game in the teams.
Agreed, brother. We agree on this. We like the shootout. In fact, I like the Eagles to score over their team total, which is 23.5. I think they'll be able to do that. Any thought to bring in Howard into the game for Boston Scott? I know we talked about this. Special teams is an issue. But, man, you know, I like to have a bigger back.
That's not something I've heard yet. I wouldn't expect him to be promoted this week from the practice squad or at least elevated. You know, I think unless they're concerned about Sanders, it's going to be Sanders and Gainwell.
I'm sorry about more than Boston Scott. I just like a bigger back. It's tough because you got to use some special teams, and Boston Scott's going to contribute special teams. So you're dressing a guy for really situation. So it's a tough ask, but man, I would love to have a bigger, sturdier back for those short yardage stuff.
I hear you there. I would also say they have a 225-pound quarterback who can run well, and they need to use him, right? When they're on the goal line last week, they need to use Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a weapon, and I frankly don't think he's been utilized enough with his legs this season.
Really? What would you do?
Or at least in short yardage. You know, well, first off, you know, I understand that play last week, the fourth down play, that got most of the attention. First, second, and third down, they need to be more effective there. They can sneak. They can get him on the move more than they did. I know they had the play on third down. But, the thing that jumped out last year at training camp with Jalen Hurts is that he could really be a weapon in the red zone. And when you look at what he did in college, he was so efficient in the red zone as a runner. When they're down there, when they're inside the 10, inside the 5, I would look at Jalen Hurts as my running back.
I like that. I think the Niners present a tougher matchup, but against a team like Dallas, I think you're dead right about that. Because goal line San Fran's tough. Goal line Dallas, I think you're right. I think you should look his way. I would agree with that.
Yeah. So we'll see there. I mean, they're still learning Hurts, and he has done a good job running on the perimeter. But I think that you know, whether it's QB sneaks, whether it's QB power, there's different things they can do with his size and his toughness.
All right, Zach Berman with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Last thing, I'm curious about the Eagles' defense. What are you seeing from the Eagles' secondary? Because I did think there were some plays that Garoppolo missed against the Eagles secondary, and that concerns me a bit for Monday night. What are you seeing from the Eagles secondary?
I'm seeing a zone heavy team, right? So if you have receivers who can find soft spots in the zone, then you know this secondary probably won't look as good as it's looked. So I'm curious to see. You know, now we knew that going in. I think the results have been good thus far. That they've only allowed one play of over 20 yards this season, but it's going to be hard to keep that up against Dallas. So you know they obviously haven't been a heavy blitzing team. I don't think they need to be that right now with the way their front four can get to the quarterback. But it's just a level up against the Cowboys. So curious to see what Gannon has in store.
Yeah.
But I would say from the secondary, I've seen a heavy zone team.
Yeah, is that great stuff? Do you hate the Cowboys, Zach?
I like deadline, right? So trying to hit my deadline. But no, I mean, I'll say this. I'll be completely honest with you. I love covering games down there. Every time the Eagles play the Cowboys, it's an event, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's usually prime time, and that stadium, that stadium's a great place to. It just feels big down there. So I love Eagles Cowboys games because they just feel big.
I like it. That's a good answer, my buddy. You're the man, brother. Have a great weekend and a safe trip down there.
I appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
See you, buddy. There he is, Zach Berman, the Athletic. Always good talking to Zachariah.
I didn't realize that the Eagles, thinking about it, but only one play of 20 yards or more allowed. That's pretty impressive through 2 weeks. And it was that Deebo Samuel right before halftime, which got him deep in the red zone.
Let me ask you a question. Did you think that there were plays that Garoppolo could have made?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you and I talked about
it. Too,
I saw
in 2 weeks you throw out the Atlanta game because they couldn't get that.
Yeah, they were terrible. I wrote in my notes there are, I think it was five plays where Garoppolo threw the ball and he was either way off target or the receiver caught it, but if you put it in a better spot, the play could have been even bigger. And there wasn't pressure on Garoppolo. It's not like there was a man in his face and he threw off his back foot and made a bad throw. You know how I feel about Jimmy G. I think he's a terrible quarterback, and that's why I'm kind of concerned about Monday. If those same spots are there, Dak Prescott, say what you want, pretty good quarterback. Far better than Garoppolo, too.
I agree with you. I do. I'm with you, brother. I think it's a keen assessment by you.
Thank you.
And I would
appreciate
agree.
It. Yeah. Just like how last night's game sucked.
Which game?
The football game.
How would you know? You didn't watch it.
I watched in between commercials for the Phillies game.
It's not enough time to tell me. Tell me it sucked. I did not think it sucked. I enjoyed it. I enjoy NFL football.
Boys 3-0.
Yes, he is. He lost McCaffrey, though.
Yeah.
That's a tough loss.
He's all sun game.
And he lost J.C. Horn, who's a stud.
Yes.
Dude, this kid made a tackle as a cornerback. He came up with a ball carrier. Oh, my
remember how
God.
He just shot up in the draft board and we were kind of
he's
like,
a great player.
Like, huh. Interesting. And then there was like people were saying, well, it's because of the Joe Horn relationship.
Yeah.
Nah, he's actually a player.
Yeah. Matt's a good drafter. See, one of the things that really, when you're in college and you get to, like, he knew, he
you're a good talent evaluator.
Yeah, he's a really good talent
I mean,
evaluator.
You don't even have to look at Baylor, even though he completely changed that. I mean, they were going winless, but I love my Temple made Temple proud. It's not like that football program is big. Before everything that happened in Baylor, Baylor was a big program, right? So he was probably still able to get some decent recruits. Whereas at Temple, he had to go really deep dive to find some of these guys. And a lot of those guys are in the NFL now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was always about football players.
Yes.
You know? Jason in Florida. Jace, what's happening?
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Just wanted to call in and give my report on the linebackers last week. I've been listening in all week and trying to get in, but haven't been able to get to it till today.
Please.
But, again, 2 weeks in a row, it's just kind of like performance. I'd give them maybe a B- overall.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe I'm a little light on them because Tunis hit it on it last week. You know, comparing them to what we've had in the past few years, our linebackers have been horrible, so maybe it's a little light. But overall, I think they did play well. Alex Singleton and Eric Wilson both led the team in tackles, 11 and 10 total. But the Alex Singleton led up or had four missed tackles on that drive at the end of the first half where the Niners scored. And that's huge. It was 2nd and 8, George Kittle reception. If he tackled him, it's probably 3rd and 3, but he converted for a first down. The 3rd and 1 QB sneak, Singleton actually hit Garoppolo in the backfield, and I don't know what happened. He just bounced off of him. And then the big Deebo Samuel reception, he missed an open field tackle there that will probably about 15, 20 yards.
Yeah.
So that was huge. So, C+, B- for the game.
Fair.
And then, Alex Singleton gets the Rice Aroni Award because on that drive, he definitely gave San Francisco a treat.
Right.
but I think the linebackers are going to be key against Dallas. With the zone that we play, the receivers Dallas has, they're going, there's what, three of them that are real, real good quality. So they're going to find holes in that zone. So if the linebackers.
Now they're banged
are late
up.
Getting
so
response,
it's going to be interesting because no Gallup and Cooper's is a maybe. I mean, obviously Lamb is a star, yeah.
Well, they still have weapons. And yeah. You know, if they find holes in that zone, that's going to burn us, and that's going to put more pressure on the DB. So if the linebackers, you know, are letting up the run too much and opening up play action or not getting to their spots in the zone quick enough, it's going to be a tough week.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. That's a good assessment by you. Excellent. All right. What do we got? We got Joe. Talking Bird Sags going to give us a little lesson as to why we hate Eagles and Cowboys. We hate the Cowboys and why we love the rivalry. I know Brandon wants to talk Jalen. So we got lots to do. And we got a couple open lines, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tune us with a big Sunday wedding. Escaping. You escaped, you dodged a big one.
Trust me, when that schedule came out, I was like, thank you. Remember, I thanked the sports scheduling gods.
So the fall, and I want to throw this in a little bit, because the fall is a very social time of the year, especially coming out of the pandemic. You know, sometimes the intersection is not going to be good. Yeah, are you going to be good for Monday night? You're going to be strong for Monday night.
Of course.
Because you got the wedding Sunday, you're going to imbibe, and you're back at it Monday.
Well, I'll be back at it Monday for the show. Strong chances
Sixers.
Of afternoon nap.
Well, I would
be the play.
I agree. Now, that's a good move by the tuners.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Let's talk about the uncles. Uncle Greg would prescribe a nap. You got to plan these things. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, Family Chrysler Dodge Ramsey. Uncle Greg is like one of these dudes that you can ask advice about anything. He'll give you the advice. That's why he's the uncles. He and Uncle Paul, they know what's up. And when it comes to new vehicles, it's why where other dealerships are scrounging around for inventory, the uncles got them all coming in, truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily, including the all-new Grand Cherokee L. Oh, yeah. The Grand Cherokee L. We love the Grand Cherokee L. It makes you got three rows of seating for all the kids on the way to school. It's perfect. And by the way, you can complete all the car buying process however you like. Online, in person, you name it. Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall is where you got to go if you want to go see them. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram where? You're more than a customer. That's right, your family. Online anytime, familyautos.com. The summer restrictions may apply. See the uncles for details. The offer expires September 30th, 2021.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
A block, and then Keyshawn's going to chase him down, but won't get there. Touchdown, Lito Shepherd.
Ah, that's awesome, man. Lito. Hey, 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. It's where Philly gets engaged. Hey, got a little treat for you guys. Yes, we do. You ready? A four-pack of tickets. Phillies Buccos. Saturday, 4:05. So we got four pairs of tickets. And the best contribution will be in the running during our conversations today. Don't forget, it's Strikeout Cancer Night presented by Fox Chase Cancer Center. Brian Dawkins signing copies of his book, Blessed by the Best, My Journey to Canton and Beyond, at the Phillies Authentic Shop on the main concourse between 3 and 4 p.m. Get tickets, Phillies.com.
By the way, tomorrow,
fight!
77 is the high and sunny, so 4 o'clock.
That's perfect.
Oh, my God. That's a beautiful day.
Yeah, beautiful day. We got the Blueberry Bash tomorrow. Big tournament, baseball.
Oh, I was like, wait, which college football rivalry is the Blueberry Bash? That's what I first thought of.
Oh, did you really?
Like Iron Bowl and all that kind of stuff.
Mississippi?
I'm like,
yeah.
What's the Blueberry Bash?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I fell asleep last night watching football, and now I don't know the Blueberry Bash.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm making you skittish, man. That's not good.
Yeah, I'm like, no, the 0-2 pitch. It's getting my damn head.
Yeah, we got a little bait, a little tourney tomorrow morning.
All right, it's the one in Hamilton, right?
Hamilton,
nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to head down the shore afterward?
I hope so.
That would be cool.
I hope so.
Give my pops a call.
All right. I would love to hang out with Mr. Tunis.
You bring you to the Elks, man.
Yeah.
Tooch is an Elksman, so you can have the whole crew there.
In fact, Tooch has got his sister. She's an Elksman, too.
See? There you go.
Yes.
You have the whole crew there.
Yeah. Bobby Jobs, I think he's been studying to be an Elksman.
Studying.
So I think that's...
You signed a pamphlet. You paid the donation. You're in.
I think Bobby Jobs is going to be an Elksman. Yeah, it's the whole Brigantine crowd.
Yeah, you should go down, man.
Special Agent Gallo's down there. There's a lot. It's a highly populated area.
That's awesome, yeah.
I know a lot of Brigantiners. Yeah, I don't know. We got the big Blueberry Bash tournament tomorrow. So my man, I got to get my man. I was pitching to him the other day. And we got to do the Tunis, a former catcher, is going to teach Massimo.
Yeah, let me know, man.
The art of catching.
I'll be there.
All right.
I'm like Doug Peterson. Well, you didn't do well, you coach well.
No, you did. You'll do great.
Oh, I know a thing or two.
Listen, I'm a big believer in certain positions. I played third. I didn't catch. So I catchers know catchers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They can teach it better.
A lot of years.
You can know the position. But if you haven't done the position, it's a hard position to teach.
Yeah, I'm down, man.
And do it the right way.
It's going to be cool. I can't wait. It'll be little Yachty in no time.
Little Yachty. He loves it. He's all about it. You going to pitch to me, Dad? He loves pitching and catching. I guess all those kids. He hates playing in the outfield.
Well, and those are also the two positions.
Oh, my God.
You're literally in on every play.
Yeah. Where, you rotate spots, and he's like... He gives you the eye roll. I go, get out there. Do your best. Brandon Langhorne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Brand?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Got you good, bud.
All right. First of all, I love the shirt. Love, love, love the shirt.
Yeah, the shirt rules.
And you know what? Doug put his foot in his mouth last year because the team was stinky. But even if we go down there, play well, and don't win this game, a couple reporters might give him a hard time. But I love the energy. Love this guy's energy so far. So far, so good. I'm pretty happy with Sirianni. The thing I wanted to talk about kind of has to do with Sirianni and Hurts, too. There's a couple articles floating around about not passing to the middle of the field, and he did have some ducks in the play-calling department last week. But I feel like the offense that we've seen, that's not what they've been installing all summer long, or at least the majority of it. I have a feeling that he's kind of rolling the offense out with Jalen Hurts slow. I mean, we're seeing a bunch of repeats of the same few plays, different formations. And then the Niners game, we couldn't establish a run, and the offense just stagnated. I think we're going to be one of the more dominant run teams in the league this year, regardless. I think Sirianni sees himself as like a little mini Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. So we'll see. I think they're going to give Hurts a little bit more every week. And it's, you know, the biggest strength of this guy wasn't like his ability coming into the season to be an all-pro quarterback. His biggest strength is his ability to get better, his ability to have a chip on, you know, his attitude, his leadership, his chip on his shoulder.
I'll ask you a question. Do you think he's got – my only reservation is, does he have the arm talent to be able to get the ball down the field consistently on those chunk throws?
I liked his deep ball, a couple of the shots he took last year, and he's had one or two real nice balls.
Yeah, but it's not just the deep ball. Like, see, I think we misconstrue that. I'm talking about you got to make a rope throw.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's something I guess we'll have to wait and see. But
yeah.
I guess I'm biased. I was a huge Jalen Hurts fan when he was in college. I just felt like he
Listen, what's not to like? What's not to like? The kid's a great kid, man. And I'm with you. Look, I love the way he responded in college. I you know, listen, I root for him. I'm hoping.
I was on an island in that draft. You know, my friends are all looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm cheering for the Jalen Hurts pick. But
yeah, I mean, I can't lie to you. I didn't like the pick, but I loved the kid.
People didn't, but I just liked him. Like, even if Wentz comes out and dominates. Now, personally, like I said, I'm biased because I had never really been a big believer in Wentz. I think we should have cut our losses after 2017 and let Nick Foles play a couple of years.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that. Yeah.
I know. A lot of people don't. Yeah. That's fine. That's why
And you saw what happened with Nick Foles. He wasn't a star.
Oh, yeah. I get it. But at the same time, you saw what happened to Carson Wentz. I mean.
Yeah, but you're going to bet on Wentz 10 out of 10 times over Foles.
Yeah. I guess I was just never a huge fan of him. So, and that's
I get you, baby. I get you. Well, go Hurts, babe. I appreciate it, Brandon. Enjoy it, man. When you look at, especially now, like, I completely understand if you have the Wentz, right? Because I, as much as I go, listen, I would have bet on Wentz 10 out of 10 times against Foles. I understand where Brandon's coming from. Look at him now going, look, he's hurt again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it was week one before he even got hurt. The Indianapolis Colts, all the beat reporters, you know, the guys that cover that Colts team, were tweeting out what is happening with this offensive line for the Colts. Just last year, they were a top five offensive line. There's all these first round picks on the O-line. What's happening? What happened to them? And it was like, well, just call a couple people in Philadelphia. And it's crazy because it is a top offensive line. But that guy holds onto the ball a split second too long every single time.
What a truism.
Like, it might just be a split second every time. But then that split second could lead to him, oh, now that guy's covered.
Yeah.
So now I have to turn this way. Oh, boom, there's a DN right in front of my face.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, you're right on.
He's got no pocket awareness. And I don't know if that must have been from injury, I would imagine.
But no, he never had, which is the weirdest thing in the world, is that sixth sense where you could feel pressure.
Yeah.
He never had it. Like, you go, like, how many like really good quarterbacks where they know? I watched Darnold do it last night, right? I mean,
guys coming around the edge, he steps right up.
You feel it.
Yeah.
He never feels it. It's like you would be like, no, don't get rid of it. And boom.
But he used to. Like, at first, because remember,
he used
to do that spin move that I saw Tony Romo make a thousand times. Yeah. That would drive me crazy because Trent Cole would get right there and he'd always spin out of it. And so I think like he had that. And I don't know if it was the... Remember that play against Washington where all of a sudden there's five guys on top of him?
I know.
And he breaks through. Now, that's just strength, but he also knew where guys were coming from.
He was strong. Let's do strong.
Yeah, and then, man, I don't know. That he will forever be a mystery to me.
Yeah.
Forever. Now he's got two messed up ankles.
Yeah, he's done. Listen, he's done.
Like,
I will say this. Whew, I don't miss him.
No, not at all.
Like, listen, he had a great arm and all, but I don't miss him at all. I can't believe it. I don't miss him at all. And by the way, speaking of Alabama and Hurts, Tua, who's terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Dolphins pick can turn out to be a top 10
pick,
dude.
Yeah, and a lot of people picked them to be a team that could win that division and, you know, make a playoff run and all of a sudden there'd be a high pick. No.
Dude, Howie, that's a great trade.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, I said it the night of the draft when Jamie and I were doing, like, the draft show 2 years ago. I said somebody tonight will make a mistake drafting Tua in the top five. It's the injuries. I mean, that was a bad injury that he sustained in college, that hip injury. And I just don't think he's an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. Even if he's healthy, I don't think he is. So it could work out big time for the Birds.
Let's go to Sagaroo by the beach.
What's going on? Man, I just had a pot of dolphins go by. It was unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Unbelievable.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Am I wrong at this? I don't know. I don't have a lot of dolphin knowledge, but I want to believe that the dolphins, you could see them more during September, October, November around this area. Is that true, or do you always see them?
I don't know about the ones that swim. I just know about the ones that have two legs.
Shame on me. I'm actually talking about dolphins.
Now, you know, Sags used to be a pretty good country catcher in his day, but then people realized Sags couldn't hit a curveball if my life depended on it, so I concentrated on football.
There you go.
Now let's get to these Cowboys. Number one, I'm an old head, so I go back to when they knocked Timmy Brown's teeth out. That's number one. Number two, when they built Texas Stadium, they asked Jerry, why'd you put a hole in the roof? He said so God could look at his team play every Sunday. Give me a break. Number three, Tex Schramm was the chairman of the competition committee, and I don't care what anybody says about referees. Back in the day, the Cowboys got every call and every benefit of the doubt. That's why I can't stand those bastards.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Kunis, you want to play the Mr. Softy theme for you. That's weak, brother. You went to sleep. Sleep? Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
Come on, Kunis.
Well, you won't play it. I love the shirt, and I'm going to tell you why. Any subconscious thing that a coach can do to keep your arch rival in their heads, every time they look at that shirt, beat Dallas, beat Dallas. You know, I told you before.
I
coached under a great, great coach. And he said, whenever you get a new job, the first thing you do is you say you're going to beat your arch rival. When I actually coached at Hamilton High, and they had trouble beating Buna for a few years. First time I had a meeting with my team, I finished my meeting, and I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. We're going to kick the hell out of Buna. And you know what? We did. You know, and they got over that hump.
Look at that.
I probably fell asleep during that game, too.
One more thing. Oh, Kunis, come on, brother. You're harassing the Shag man? Come on. One more thing. People with the quarterback sneak. You know, Shags is not a believer in a quarterback sneak. I'm going to tell you why. You cannot run a play in one of the most crucial times of the game that you don't practice every day. How many teams don't actually practice the quarterback sneak, okay? And they run it at the most crucial time of the game. Plus, we have
I remember Andy doing it a lot because, I mean, that was a big part. Donovan was that's the last time I spent
okay.
a bulk of time doing it.
That's okay if you practice it, okay? Now, you got a 260-pound center. I love Kelsey. But you know what? Down on the goal line, they put a guy on his nose.
No, I know. Especially the Niners. The Niners have a real stout front.
Yes,
I agree.
They do.
Listen, I agree with you when it came to that, buddy. Thanks. Listen, Sags. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Hey, Kunis, you got on Coach Sags.
Yeah. I'm glad they won that game.
Don't he sound like a football coach?
Yes,
too?
He does. Yeah, he does.
He does. He sounds like a football coach. The Sagaroo's like, you know, like he's old school football coach.
Yeah, he was taking notes during Texans Panthers last night.
Well, you know what's funny is when he calls, I, you know, stand up a little straighter. It's got that, there's that subconscious thing.
Yes, coach.
You know, like you sit, all of a sudden you sit up a little bit. He's got that way about him.
Yeah. I didn't sit up.
Well, you know.
I'm kind of here.
You're the coonest.
Somebody on the YouTube chat yesterday messaged and they said Tunis. And I'm like, well, the sign's right behind you.
Well, it's funny because you get called
everything.
Tunis, Kunis, Tunis, which is the correct one.
Yes.
There's another one too. They come
Tunis, I've heard Soonis.
Yeah, yeah. I always love it.
Yeah. I got ball sack Tunis once.
You got ball sack Tunis? Who called you ball sack Tunis?
I played it for you before. Hold on, let's see if I can find it. I still have it somewhere around here.
Who gave you that? That's not right.
That's okay. What, you know.
That's a violation.
It probably made that guy's day. I can't find it. It's in here somewhere.
Don't worry about it. We don't want to hear that anyway. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Don't forget, coming up, 1 o'clock picks. Let's start our prop drop. All right. So if you got any good props for the weekend, hit us with them and we'll start to build our many legged prop. It's for our parlay. So we want to do the centipede parlay. Right, Kunis?
Yes.
Right, Tunis?
You want to talk about the human centipede again?
Yes.
A lot of people got a kick out of it when you said, you mean like Spider-Man? And I was like, no. Nothing like Spider-Man.
I never saw the human centipede, dude.
Yeah, you don't have to. You ever see teeth?
No.
You don't have to see that one either.
Teeth?
Yeah.
No, I never saw teeth.
Another movie like that.
Really?
Yeah, I'll explain that one in the break.
All right. Got it.
People have seen it, no.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, another cult movie?
It's a weird movie, man. Wow. I'll tell you all about it.
All right. Hey, let me tell you about Royal Billiard and Recreation football season. And my friend Audra and Royal Billiard Recreation, well, guess what? They're celebrating. And they're celebrating because they're building your incredible man cave. Yeah, you can't build a man cave without Royal Billiard and Recreation. First of all, they got all the fun. Pool tables, shuffleboard tables, foosball, air hockey, darts. Royal Billiard, the game room store for anything you want. Pinball. You name it. They also have, and this is what you need for your man cave, custom and pre-made bars. Tunis bars.
Big fan of that.
Bar and counter stools. Hot tubs by Nordic. Man, they got everything. All fun stuff. And they deliver to your house, your shore house, your mountain house, your outhouse. Wherever you want to go, they'll go. Visit the Royal Billiard Showroom in Hatfield, PA, or at royalbilliard.com, or just go to their team. She's got a great team. They're going to take great care of you. They're going to help you bring home the fun. Now's the time to shop for all of your holiday entertaining and build that man cave. Royal Billiard and Recreation, the Delaware Valley's ultimate game room store since 1982.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's a Football Friday. And Football Friday's on The Fanatic, brought to you by Pump Man Philly. Need a water pump expert for your facility? Contact Pump Man Philly. They're the guys to know to fix your flow. All right, Tunis. I feel like having a tailgate.
All right. What do you want? I'm doing that today.
What kind of? Oh, because of Phil's. Phil's tonight, baby.
My buddy works at one of the buildings right down the street from here. So he's done at 4:30. I'm just going to scoop him up, and then we're going to head down. And then we're going to hang out till 7 o'clock first pitch, man.
Where are you going?
No, I got beers and some food. So we're just going to hang on the parking lot. Probably toss the baseball around, you know?
Dude, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Have some beers beforehand.
Just go to Island Lake.
Save the
like
80,
3 o'clock.
$80.
Are you going to go? What time are you going?
I'm picking him up at 4:30. He literally works in one of these buildings.
Why don't we go down early? I'll go down a wee little bit.
All right, come on down.
No. You and I go down like 2:30.
And then I'm going to go back up, come back up here to pick him up.
Oh, you got to pick him up here?
Yeah, he don't have a car.
Yeah.
He lives in the city, man. He takes buses and all that kind of stuff.
If he lives in the city, what is he going to do? Take the subway?
Yeah, I feel bad. He's got to take the bus to get to the subway.
He lives up here in Manayunk.
No, he lives in the city, but he works here in Ballykinwood.
Oh, I see.
So instead of him taking a bus to get to the subway, to take the subway down, to then walk to where I park, because I've told you where I park, you know. I'll just scoop him.
Park near my peep.
Yes.
I get you.
You can come over for a beer after work.
Yeah, but if it's 2:30, I could go for a two. Like, right now, I'll be honest with you, it's beautiful.
You want to come over for a beer?
I like to do it now.
Well, it's okay.
I'm going to sit outside. I will go outside with you.
All right, you want to go somewhere outside?
Yeah.
I just got to bring the dog out.
All right, I'm down with that.
Got to show her some attention. So I'll be away. The wife's got a dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah? She's your girlfriend's?
Yeah. So I got to, give some quality time to the dog.
You're a good man.
I love the dog. It's not hard.
I love the goose, too.
Yeah, she's the best. I woke up this morning. She was sleeping on my head.
You should bring the dog out to the house.
All right. Go nuts.
Let her run around a little bit with the goose.
Oh, yeah. She'd love that, man.
Yeah. Let's go to Joey in West Philly. Joe! Hello. Good afternoon, Joe. Oh, I hear Joe, too. Shame.
It is actually not possible.
Listen. Hear him? Joe! Too bad. Anthony in Warminster.
Yo, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Ant?
So I got two questions, I'll just hang up. I'll hang up and let you just sort it out.
I don't want you to hang up.
Oh, I will. So these guys in West Philly wearing these Dallas jerseys, right? So you're saying that's a violation, right? So
to wear a Dallas jersey?
Well, you guys are talking about all these guys in West Philly wearing Dallas jerseys, a violation.
Yeah, it's not?
No, I'm asking you this. So you're in Dallas and you see all these Eagles, people wearing Eagles jersey. Is that also a violation? Because I hear a lot of people calling to your show from all over the country. And you're like, wait.
No. Yo, Fugazi man.
Yeah.
If you grew up in Philadelphia and you moved to Dallas, you remain an Eagle fan. If you're from West Philly and you've never been to Dallas, you should be an Eagles fan.
You didn't let me finish.
You asked the question.
No, I wasn't done.
Well, too bad. You're done now, Holmes. See you, jerk off. Let's go to Brian. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Bri. Brian.
Hello?
Hi, Bri.
How you doing? I'm sorry.
How you say, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Good.
That's good. I'm going to talk some Phillies.
Let's do it. Fight.
All right. I think the Phillies got a good shot at the playoffs, in my opinion.
Okay.
With the Braves, they pick up a Padres game today that they had a postponed game. The Padres are up 5-4 in that game.
Yes.
So if the Braves lose that game, and
then it'll only be two. Then you'll be two. Now you're down three out in the loss column. It would only be two, brother.
Right. We would only be down by half a game in the NL East.
What are you talking about?
If the Phillies, so the Braves, pick up the game today against the Padres.
Right. If the suspended game,
right,
that would bring it down to two games.
We're at two back right now.
Yeah.
So it would bring it down to, that would be another half a game out.
Right.
So that'd be 1.5 games out.
So you okay, right, we know that, yep.
Right. So then if the Braves lose the game that they have scheduled for tonight at 10 p.m. and
right.
San Diego, then we'll, and if the Phillies win tonight, then we will be out half a game.
Yeah.
I think that's a good chance.
Yeah, all right.
The Padres are a hot team. Well, they were a hot team.
Well, they really weren't, but that's all right. Yeah. So, listen, go Pods.
Yeah, I mean, we can't be relying on other teams to have the Phillies make the playoffs, though. We can only control what we can do.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But yeah. I feel like if Bryce Harper is going to be MVP, then we have to make the playoffs for Bryce Harper.
Okay, you got it, buddy. Nah. Nah, you got to come stronger than that.
Yeah.
I know he was hitting around for tickets. No good.
Yeah, he wanted the pack of tickets.
Yeah, no good. I'm sorry. Listen, you know, and right now, after the Colt guy, the Cowboy guy, my pace is a little short over the last couple.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, well, dude, I'll call me, you're an Eagle fan. And well, dude, what happened was, there's Eagle fans that moved to Dallas, Philadelphians that moved to Dallas, right? We're a transient society. So because we're a transient society, we're going to move different places. That's completely different than some fugazi who's never been to Dallas, who's a Cowboys fan. Why is that a problem for people to understand?
I don't know, man.
Why is that hard?
I really don't understand.
I'm going to give you 2 points and hang up. You know what? Just hang up.
How about this? No points.
Hang up on yourself. I mean, seriously, how could you rationalize nonsense?
I don't know, man. I really don't get it. These Cowboys fans are crazy.
Let me get some sanity.
By the way, still TBD for the Padres pitchers today, in case you're wondering.
Deep in East Street, you know, if the Braves lose the first game, and then the Padres beat them the second game, and the Phillies beat the Pirates tonight, they would only be a half game out.
Yes.
Did you all know that?
I picked up on that.
Did you?
Yeah. Freed's pitching game one for the Braves. Or the 10-10 game, the actual game. Padres can rake against lefties a little bit.
Well, you got a couple big right-handed bats. Yeah. Tatis, Machado, Tommy Pham,
so?
Myers.
Just hold on to that first game.
I'm with you, brother. Let me go deep in these streets. My main man, BG, Black Gritty. Black Gritty!
I'm in these streets, cuz. Let me lift your spirits, brother. When I think about the things that people misspace and spell Chunas, I used to call him buffoonist when he would say he eat cold chili, but, you know, that's just me. I said, oh, the buffoonist out there would tell him they eat that cold chili. I was like, come on, brother, you can't be eating cold chili. It's beer, man, freaking me out. But other than that, you know, we love the young Thundercat. You know what I'm saying? He just
quirky. We love him.
We love him to death. Secondly, the Phillies, man, I tell you what, unlike you, I'm not getting paid to talk about. I can't watch it. I be watching with one eye open, like my heart be hurting. I feel sick. Like, I don't understand what's going on. And then we squeak out these wins, I get excited. But I still force myself to watch because Bryce Harper is a grown man.
How great is that?
You know what? For all the people talking about pandering and da-da-da, guess what? He gets the city, he loves the city, and he's putting it on his back. I mean, he's about to blow his hamstrings out. Sometimes I'm like pulling the reins a little bit on you, brother, because you push a little too hard. But that means he wants it, and he knows what it means to us and to himself. And he's going out there putting his butt on line every night. So, I mean, that alone is worth the price of admission to watch us try to get into these playoffs right now. Bryce Harper's earning his money.
He's been amazing, hasn't he? And you know, the other night he was rounded third when you knew he was not going to be denied. Like, you knew he was going to score the run.
I'm sitting like, no, don't blow a hammy, bro. You push it hard. I mean, you put some extra
horse. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's what I'm saying. That's worth it right now to watch him put on this performance and this streak. Everything else, you know, Nola's, I'm not going to get down on it, but that man right there, keep watching the games just to see what he's doing for us right now. Also, I can't call in Monday, so let me get on the list.
the Cowboys suck, Dallas sucks, Texas sucks. I mean, it doesn't matter what you say. And my coach wearing that shirt, guess what? He's not from here and he doesn't get it. But heaven forbid we lose this game and they're going to ridicule him for wearing the shirt or whatever. He's going to officially really hate Dallas going forward. And I love that. Okay. Doug played here. Doug knows how much we hate Philly. I mean, Dallas. He knows how much Philadelphia hates Dallas. He gets it. He got it. He understood. Whether he want to proclaim victory, whatever. We hate the Cowboys. And everybody sitting here listening to my voice that's a Cowboys fan that has never even gotten on a plane to touch foot in Texas, shut your mouth. You're out here front running. All your championships are on VHS, and you ain't even got nothing to play them on, okay? You live in the past, a horrible trash panda past. We are in the present. We're better than you. We're colder than you. We're stronger than you. We are Philadelphia, and it's Dallas sucks, huh? They suck. That's all. I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, that's an epic. That's epic, BG. Epic.
Hey, 100% true coming out of my mouth.
Epic.
I can't stand it. I love you, cuz.
I love you, Black Gritty.
Hey, play the song for me. Come on,
play the song. Play the song.
Boom, 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 boom.
What's the matter? Division boys upset?
Yeah, Ryan's not thrilled.
Why?
So I put out a tweet at 11:39. We have a 4-pack of Phillies tickets for tomorrow's game against the Pirates. We have legit September baseball. Want to win them? Just call in, talk some baseball, show your excitement, and you could win. And he responded with, yeah, until they hang up on you for no reason. Y'all weird for hanging up. Y'all didn't like my facts? Pathetic.
Yo, Rye, first of all.
Lighten up.
First of all, dude, you got to come more. You got to give me insight. You're giving me ridiculous, stupid nonsense. And we're trying to have fun with you. Come on, dude. Don't get butthurt because you didn't win the tickets. Be a real fan. Like, give me something good.
Yeah, listen back here. We podcast the show. Go back after the show, listen to your call.
If you think that call that was good, Rye, I'll tell you what. I'll give you another chance to redeem yourself. All right? Because the one thing you can say is you can never call me and say I'm not fair.
Correct.
Now, I could put you to the people and let the people ridicule you for a ridiculous comment, I'll give you a chance of redemption. So let him DM you. We'll call him, and we'll give him another shot because you can't get in. The phones are too jammed.
And here's the thing. I'm looking at his Twitter account. He tweets about the Phillies all the time. Maybe he was just nervous.
Well, give me some good insight. Don't give me standings. We all know the standings. I want baseball insight. Good fandom.
And excitement. Like, it's kind of monotone.
And don't give me a you're pathetic hanging up. Well, you're going to get hung up. You 2 minutes of nonsense. You spent 2 minutes, you wasted my time talking about the division. Facts. That's not facts. That's you reading in the newspaper. Come on. I'll give you a chance, though. You want a chance at redemption? You got it. Mitch, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mitch.
You better give the last 4 callers a redemption because that was the worst 4 calls in the history of the channel.
I know. They were bad. The guy, the one guy was, thank God for Black Gritty. The one dude who was talking about being an Eagles fan and a Dallas fan, and that guy was horrible. Yeah.
You know what the problem is? They're running out of stuff to talk about, so they just get on and waste your time.
Well, I mean, you can't just recite division and schedule. Like, we understand that. You got to give me more insight than that.
Now look at me. I moved to Phoenix in 1976. Do you think I was ever a Cardinals fan?
Oh my God. I mean, you know what the beauty of you is too? That I didn't know that you moved to Phoenix in 1976. It feels like you moved there last year to retire. That's how plugged in you are about Philadelphia sports.
Yeah, you know why? Because life has gotten quite boring for most people. So if you don't have something to do other than sit on your recliner and bottle cap off the beer and trying to find something to watch on TV, you'll go crazy. So I choose to listen to you guys in my hometown of Philadelphia.
Wow. I appreciate that. Like that, Mitch. Thank you, brother. What do you think about Birds Monday night?
Not going to win.
Nah. How about move? They're going to move the ball, right?
They're going to try to move the ball, but this is the key for Monday night.
What's that, buddy?
This has been the key the last couple of years. They need to create turnovers on the defensive side of the ball.
I agree with you, man. I do. I agree with you. I agree.
That's it.
Yep.
You got to create turnovers, just like the old Eagles defense used to do.
No, I agree with that. Defense,
they can't create turnovers. Because they're afraid to hit people.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I agree with the turnover stuff. You got to be more. That's the one thing I'm worried about, Tunis, is they got to be able to attack and create turnovers.
Yeah, and make sure you bottle up some of those open receivers that they had. And I know that there's going to be some banged up receivers for Dallas, but San Francisco, it doesn't matter. If they're open, Dak Prescott's going to make those throws. And that was tough. I mean, at least knock some passes down, man. Like, they were wide open, but Garoppolo was just missing them.
All right. We got Ryan. Now, this is his attempt at redemption. Ryan! Hello!
What's up?
Well, you don't sound very appreciative of your chance at redemption.
I mean, I am very appreciative because y'all are very sweet and kind over there at 97.5.
Where are you from, Rye?
From Carney's Point, New Jersey.
Where's that?
South Jersey.
Is it how far is that from? Well, I live in Mulga Hill now. How far is that?
Okay, probably about half an hour.
All right. Now you understand why we were not moved by your phone call.
I do not understand. I was just hyped up. I mean, I'm ready for the playoffs or the Phillies. I mean, I'm just hyped up.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Rod. But let me just say, like, we all know the standings, right? So you didn't need to go standings route. Like, right. I want like real, like, if you want to give me insight and facts, I want you to break it down, right? Like, break down what you see Braves, Padres for the whole series. Break down what you think the Phillies, right? Like, we've been through them with bad teams and to get disappointed. So the rest of the weekend, you know, give me something good to chew on.
So the Phillies, they're getting their energy back. They're starting to win some games. They had that walk-off win the other night in the bottom of the ninth inning. Or bottom of the tenth. I don't remember what it was. Walk-off.
Yeah.
That got their whole momentum. That got the momentum going. And then last night, they were down 6-0. They ended up coming up, like, off of what Ronald Torres' 3-run shot. And I feel like Bryce Harper's been putting in a lot of work to this team. And I feel like Joe Girardi's been talking to the team and try to get them all, you know, like, to keep that momentum going.
Right. I think you're sensing magic.
Right.
You believe in magic, Rye?
I feel like I believe in Philly's magic.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Nola's got to come in and do better. I think we have to stop having these the relief pitcher games, the backup pitcher games, because
the bullpen games. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, there's a numbers game when it comes to your rotation, and you're going to have to be stuck with some bullpen games. But I hear you. You sound excited. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I couldn't sleep if I didn't give you a pair of tickets. I mean, I'm going to be real with you.
I mean, Philly's got to make. We haven't been in the playoffs in forever. We haven't had the excitement for the playoffs for the Phillies in forever. Last year, or 2 years ago, we could have gone, last year we could have gone 1-2-8, I think it was, 2-8. But we only won one game, and we didn't make the playoffs.
I'll tell you why. Listen, you sold me. I believe that you are, I think you did well in your redemption. I give you redemption. I'm going to qualify you for the four pack.
All right.
All right? You're a good man. Go Fightins. My man, Ryan. Qualify that man.
Philly's magic, baby.
Listen, I'll buy Philly's magic. Yeah, but listen, they should have lost.
There's magic in the air yesterday. Dude,
they should have lost both games. They could have gotten swept by Baltimore.
They really
and they
have.
Came back the last two games. And they came back last night after the dud from Nola. I gotta give the kid, and by the way, I gotta give him.
You call back in.
I gotta give him redemptive points. He's in a running. By the way, I got it wrong.
Well, now I'm being corrected. We have not one, not two, but three, four packs of tickets.
Okay.
But I was told one, and now I'm being told three.
All right.
We got people working for multiple stations right now, so they got a lot going on.
Whatevs. It's figured out. We're qualified people.
Yes.
At the end of the show, we'll award either one, two, three, or who knows, even four.
No. Right. Apparently it's three.
All right.
Todd Father told me.
But there are four packs, so it's a four ticket.
Yes, so we have three.
Okay.
Four packs.
All right.
Thank you, Todd Father.
All right, my man Todd. Thanks, buddy. We're talking about DraftKings. Let's talk about it. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 in any football game this week. Receive $150 in free bets instantly, no matter what. And this football season, all customers can swing big with DraftKings same-game parlays. Those are the SGPs. Same-game parlays allow you to combine multiple bets for bigger payouts. This week, place the same-game parlay on any NFL game, guess what? You'll be credited up to $25 if your bet loses. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code FANATIC to receive $150 in free bets instantly when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's code FANATIC this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
The freaks come out. Don't forget, 12:30 at our 12 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months, $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. Hey, I got to give a yo, special yo, to one of our YouTubers, Chad. What's up, Chad? Yo, Chad. Don't forget, you know what? We've been slowing on the yos. And I want to get back to that. I don't want to lose the yo's in the program. And the yo is divine. It's basically designed to give a shout out either to the people you love or to businesses. Especially, we love our local businesses. Because we know it's a pandemic, all this stuff. It's crazy that you guys were affected. So we designed the yo to give out some love.
Because we got a yo.
Who you got, man?
I want to give a yo. Somebody gave us a yo, but we're going to... The yo goes back to him. Our man Jay, who's a Roxborough native, so we're neighbors. Jay gives a yo to us, but no, yo back to him. It's his last day of work, and he's retiring.
Oh, really?
And he's going to... He said he's chapter two of his life begins today, and he'll have a drink to celebrate.
Hey, man, we're going to toast you.
So shout out to you, Jay.
Jay, congratulations, brother.
I saw Jay at Beers with Bob a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Hung out with him, yeah.
Fabulous, man. Chapter two. Hopefully chapter two is an amazing chapter in your life. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
By the way, not much love for Ryan and his redemption call.
No?
No, no.
Dude, I can't sleep. The poor kid.
I give him credit. I looked at his Twitter account. It's all Phillies. He was there a few days ago.
Listen. He had excitement. I tried to lead him down the magic road to make it a little bit more interesting.
Can I?
He had excitement. What am I going to do, dude? I got to put the kid in the running. He was dying for the tickets.
Can I read you Bill's tweet?
Yeah, sure.
You really wasted more time on Ryan to give him a sympathy qualifier? Give me two bones in a row and I have more energy than Monotone Mary and his backup pitcher in sight. Doesn't know a baseball seam from the seam along.
We don't need to rip him, but...
Come on, man. Listen, it's wrong. I told him to be nice.
Was it a sympathetic? Okay. I'm sorry, all right? But you if you're in this seat, you're doing the same thing.
Plus, he's a good Phillies fan.
Exactly. See, here's the thing. It's easy for me to just... There's like the dude that called up about that. Well, what about the Eagle fan in Dallas? Well, the Eagle fan in Dallas is from Philadelphia. The guy in West Philly's not from Dallas. That's the point.
Exactly.
So it's easy for me to be flippant to that guy. But I can't be flippant to the kid.
Nah, he's a Phillies fan, man.
The first time, I chewed him up off his standings thing, which was weak. But, he came back. Took a lot of guts to come back.
Yes, it did. It did.
So to me, that's a reward.
And he said we're very nice here at the Fanatic. So,
but it's a reward. I got another yo.
Ah, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Because we got a yo.
Yo.
Are you ready? The O'Malley Movers. They're moving John Kincaid.
Oh, how about that?
All right, the O'Malley Movers. The O'Malley brothers. First of all, a guy's name's O'Malley. I trust that guy. Right off, implicitly. Like, doesn't O'Malley sound like
a
trustworthy dude? Yeah. Hey, it's,
Chief O'Malley.
Yeah. O'Malley.
That's got to be in a movie somewhere. There's definitely an Officer O'Malley.
Yeah. Or
I'm looking up right now.
Like, I go, O'Malley. Mr. O'Malley. Hey, Mr. O'Malley. Like, that guy's a good guy.
The Great O'Malley was a movie about a police officer.
There you go.
James O'Malley.
Jimmy O'Malley. Hey, Jimmy. Well, he's a nice guy.
I know you love that movie from 1937.
Never saw that one, my brother. But hey, the O'Malley Movers give him a yo. Provolone Joe needs a ruling. You ready?
What do we got?
The Peppermint Patty or the Almond Joy?
Peppermint Patty. I don't like the Almond Joy.
Dude. You and I are the same.
I could go.
I actually think the Peppermint Patty's underrated.
You know, he's a big Peppermint Patty fan.
Who's that?
The D Train. It's his favorite candy. It's his number one.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know if I go number one.
That's his number one.
I can't go PP over a Reese.
Exactly.
But the Peppermint Patty's a nice item.
Like, nothing's
like
worse.
I like it in the movie after. Like, it's, you know what it is? You got one peppermint patty, and like the one that's the size of a quarter, like 50 cent piece.
Uh huh.
Right? That peppermint patty is the great capper of the night. I don't need to eat anything after I have the peppermint patty.
You know what they should
do? Is that a truism?
No, I could probably go two at max, I guess.
Well, you know what I'm saying, but freshness. My point is that...
That's not a handful popper of candies, no. But we're getting closer to Halloween, right?
Yeah.
You should be cool and... you know what you should do? When you get the bag and it's Almond Joys in the bag, you should put two bowls out. One with all the candy that does not say Almond Joy on it, and then the Almond Joy bowl.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't understand the Almond Joy.
No, and it's always in the fun pack.
There's nothing joyful about an Almond Joy.
No.
It's a rotten candy.
It's disgusting.
It really is. I love almonds, and I like coconut. I don't like the taste together.
Dude, we had the coconut cream pie at Miss Ann's house.
Yeah. When we did our charity dinner.
That was fantastic.
You know what I like? I had this at a restaurant. This is years ago. Do you ever see the desserts that are like the fruit and it's in the...
Inside the cake?
It's not a cake. It's like, so they have a lemon. And it's a real lemon, but it's frozen. And inside the lemon is like a sorbet.
Oh, dude.
Like a real lemon sorbet. You ever have that?
No, but it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's delightful. Like, it's a great item for dessert. But they do the same thing with the coconut.
Really?
So it's a real coconut, all right, frozen, but it's like a coconutty kind of taste. You know, it's almost like a sorbet, but it's coconut.
Dude.
With real shavings of the coconut.
I'm in on that.
I mean, oh man, this is years ago. I think my buddy Pete used to have them. Like, you could buy them. He had the restaurant, the Mezzaluna.
Yeah?
And those things were ridiculous.
You know, it's cool. When I was on my honeymoon, we did this catamaran tour, which took us to another part of the island. And we walked through some like nature thing.
Uh-huh.
And that part of the island was their biggest produced area for coconuts. And part of the tour was they would chop up a coconut and give it to you. And you could eat it as you're walking around. It was so cool. You drank the water.
Yeah, the coconut water.
And then they would chop it in half, and then you got to eat, you know, the coconut pieces on the inside. That was so cool.
I got to tell you, I'll be honest with you. I like a coconut. Not like alcohol with a coconut. Oh, like, that's a coconut right, drink.
Man. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I could dig the coconut. But not the Almond Joy.
No, screw the Almond Joy.
Yeah, I agree.
Terrible candy.
It's awful.
We should blast those of the sun as well as the Peeps and the candy corn. Everyone's making the mistake buying the candy corn already.
My wife, we would get the Almond. You know the peppermint patty, but they're like bites. They're not the circles. They're like the box.
Oh, yeah. Like, dude, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They're like the mini ones.
Yes.
So we used to go back in the day before the kids would go to all the, we loved our movies. You do the popcorn and then the box of the mini peppermint patty bites.
See, I was a Bunch of Crunch man because it's literally just a Nestle bar, but it's all little bite-sized pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
That's until you, that's tasty.
Oh, yeah. Quality.
I can see that. Let's go to, where are we at? NW. NW, what's happening, my brother?
Yo, what's going on, Ant?
What's going on, man, with you?
Yo, I'm ready. I want to talk about these fightings. Talk about the fightings.
So I already like this, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Give me some good insight.
All right, here's what I got for you, Ant. This team is giving me 2007 Philly vibes. I got it. You ready? All right, I've got a team that there's been a decade-long plus drought of not being in the postseason. I've got an MVP who is determined to get the team into the playoffs. And this team does not die. They've had two games they've been down by 7 runs and they've won. And they've had another one they were down by 6 runs. This team is the 2007 Phillies all over again. And I need to be there, get some postseason baseball, man. It has been way too long for us.
Yeah, see, I love the whole magic thing. But when they're coming back from deficits, There's a bit of a magic that's involved, right?
There is, yeah. Like, it never feels like you're down with this team. Like, it's,
that's true.
They're
last night, there was
a, they always are. It's weird. Like, they go. I mean,
they've gotten some guys that just haven't performed at all. You know, Didi's been kind of shaky all year. JT's been good, but not great. But whenever they need something, even McCutcheon, same thing. He's been good, not great this year. But when they need to perform, they do it. They get the job done.
Yeah, see, I'm liking your energy too. You got you got good karma about you.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen.
You got baseball. Good baseball karma.
Damn right he does.
Yeah.
Last time the Phillies were in the playoffs, I was in high school. I mean, I'm 28 now. I'm married. I haven't seen a postseason game in my adult life.
Dude, hold on. You're qualified. You're qualified. Hold on.
There we go.
Hold on. You got it. You got me. I like your karma. You got good baseball karma right there.
Dude, we have legit September baseball, which is so cool.
I know. We got a whole week. It's going to be a fun week.
And again, it's going in the opposite direction as the years pass. They're trying to come from behind. And
yeah.
They're not, listen.
Yeah.
They fall flat in the face. Maybe. There's 9 games left. Let's go.
Yes.
Just have a good time. Like, I was getting tweets last night. I get it. They were losing and people were angry and I was angry too. But I was like, you shouldn't have started this train thing. You shouldn't have gotten on board with this team. I knew from the beginning. Well, now you're not enjoying yourself. So when they made that comeback, were you upset that they came back and won? Like, come on, man, just enjoy it.
Dude, you're dead right.
We all know it's football season, right?
Yes.
So the Phillies are kind of secondary right now.
Yes.
Just enjoy it.
Yes.
They're your companion that is there every single night, whether you love them or hate them. They're there every single night.
You got good baseball karma.
I can't wait to go today.
I know.
By the way, speaking of, I guess, good karma?
Yeah.
Carson Wentz practicing today.
Okay.
So the snap count tracker continues.
I mean, do you really care?
Yes.
I don't.
I want a first. What do you mean? I want a first round pick, damn it.
I do too, but I'm not, I'm not going to follow him practicing.
I am.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, then I'll keep you up to date.
Yeah, keep me up. I'm
that pick's
I'll be
important.
Honest with you. I agree with you. I do agree with you that the pick is important. I don't need to follow him the whole season. Quite frankly, he to me is, I'll wake up at the end of the year. Did he play enough? Is it a first round pick or not? I don't even want to follow him. That's how annoyed I am.
I'll be paying attention for
you. I don't want to. I got no interest in him.
By the way, Andrew from Georgia, great, great Eagle man.
Oh, he's a tremendous Eagle man.
He lost little points for me.
What happened?
You two can go pound sand for being anti-Almond Joy.
Oh, really?
He's an Almond Joy man.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like the Almond Joy. What could you say? I just think it's a bad item. But hey, Andrew, that's why they make them.
For you.
Right?
The one person.
they make them for you. By the way, Tunis.
Yes.
Uncle Greg knows all about those items. They're made by Bindi. Bindi makes these things. So they do. He told me peach is the best.
Okay.
So imagine a peach. It's a real peach.
Yeah.
And inside the peach is a peach type of, sorbet.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They get sorbet rid of the fuzz?
Yes, they did.
Oh, then I'll dive right in.
Yeah, no, for
Let's
you.
Let's go.
Yeah, no, they do. I like the fuzz. I enjoy the fuzz a lot.
A fuzzman?
I'm a fuzz guy. Not too much, but a normal fuzz guy.
Nice smooth nectarine is good for me.
Carlton! What's up, Carlton?
What is going on, cuz?
What's going on, my main man?
Oh, I'm good, man. And thank you guys. Good seeing y'all at Fantasy Fast.
It was great seeing you. Yes.
But I had to call in. And I'm going to try not to go on a rant. But, I mean, there's only a few teams that I truly hate. And Tunis can understand. I hate the Mets. I can't stand them. I hate the Penguins. I can't stand them. But the one team I hate the most is the Cowboys. The Cowboys and all the calls that I was listening to, that's the exact reason why I do not like the Cowboys. See, you remember, I lived in Dallas for 5 years. And the whole time in Dallas,
I wore
my Eagles green. I wore my Eagles green every single Sunday.
Yes.
But, and I blame national media for this because
They lift up trash for 25 years. They haven't accomplished anything. They haven't even gotten to an NFC Championship game in 25 years. So national media throws trash in our face, and these fans that do not live in Dallas think they can say and do whatever they want, and that's the reason why I can't stand them.
Yes!
It's one thing when you're in Dallas and you're from Dallas, but when I walk in Wawa,
exactly.
I see this guy wearing a jersey and a Dallas hat, and you're interrupting my beer, and you're telling me, oh, this is my team, we're better than y'all, and you're from down the street? No! You cockroaches. I can't
exactly.
stand you guys.
It's the same thing. It's why, that supersedes all the hate. It's the Giants, right? If you run into the guy wearing a Giant jersey, Wawa, chances are he's from North Jersey or New York. He's supposed to be a Giants fan.
Right.
I got no beef with that guy. I got the beef with the front runner.
Yes. The ones that decide to jump on the bandwagon of
trash.
It's not like they're good. They're trash.
No, I know. You're right. It is a bandwagon of trash.
But they have
the
goal.
Trash wagon.
They have the gall and the audacity to defend it to me. And then you're even calling up the radio station.
That's why they're number one. Oh. They'll always be number one.
We
hate them the most because of that. Let's be real.
That's
it's not about the team. The team won the Super Bowl. Whatever. Listen, I don't like the Patriots, but by that rule, you hate the Patriots more than anybody.
Right. And the Mets, I hate the Mets. But I can respect the fan that's from New York. I can respect that. If you're from Mount Airy or Conshohocken and you're defending
that's the point.
That's the point that I hate.
Thank you. Carl. You get it, man. Thank you. Dude. Tom just texted me. The Junior Mint.
Yes.
That's what we would get. That's the peppermint patty, but
little
small.
Cubes.
I love the Junior Mint.
Yeah, that's a quality item there.
We would get the popcorn, the pretzel bites, and then you cap it with the Junior Mint.
All right, so can you...
I miss going to the movies.
Can you give me a top five
movie
treat? We
would go to the
treat?
Movies.
So you got the three there, popcorn, pretzel bites, and Junior Mint.
And,
can you rattle
and here's
off?
The other thing, too. The pretzel bites used to be really good. We would go to this theater. It was because we loved the Ritz, because we liked the Ritz movies. But there was a Ritz in Voorhees that had the really good Ritz movies, but it had the greatest concession stand.
Dude, all right.
And you could get the pretzel bite.
Were you a cheese dipper?
Yes. Yes. And it was like a good cheese. It was not a bit, and the pretzel bites weren't soggy. It wasn't a soggy bite.
Yeah.
Well, General T.Y. doesn't like it?
No, he does. I think he misunderstood what we were talking about. He's anti-peppermint patty.
Junior Mint?
Oh, he goes Junior Mint greater than peppermint patty. That's fine.
Yeah, I love the Junior Mint. Yeah, the
peppermint patty
is just a larger Junior Mint. You know what I'm saying?
He says then it becomes overwhelming.
Okay, I can see that. But I like the Junior Mint. But I like them at the end of the meal, the Junior Mint. That's a capper, right?
Speaking of caps, were you a snow cap man?
No.
Dude, I love the snow cap.
What's the like about the snow cap?
It's just chocolate. It's delicious.
Yeah, but it's got the little things.
Yeah, the beads. I like it.
The beads.
It's nice.
I don't really like the beads.
You're not a beadsman? You like the fuzz, but you're out on the beads. All right.
The beans give you nothing, man. That's like the non-Pirels. What is that?
That's weird.
It's non-good, is what it is.
Yeah, my candy choices aren't that great.
Like, listen.
I'm a Dots man.
Horrible.
I like the Circus peanut. Remember I brought him in last year?
Oh, your candy stuff's horrible. General T.Y.
Hey, listen, Reese's Cup number one, Bunch of Crunch two. But then I dabble with the Dots.
Dots just...
I'm a Baby Ruth guy. I know a lot of people hate the Baby Ruth.
The Baby Ruth sucks!
I used to make trades, Baby Ruth, every Halloween, man.
Oh, the people probably loved you. You were giving away Kit Kats for Baby Ruth.
I don't like the Kit Kat.
No, Ty. How could he not like the Kit Kat?
Ask my wife. I can't stand him.
You don't like the Kit Kat?
I don't like the Kit Kat, no.
Holmes, the Kit Kat is a... It's a staple.
I'm anti-Kit Kat.
How could you be anti-Kit Kat?
You want to go dots for Kit Kat? Make that trade ten times out of ten.
That's like, oh my God. You're
it's
making
like
that trade.
It's like the Barkley trade.
It is like the Barkley trade. I was going to go Spencer Howard. Spencer Howard's a dot. All right.
No, you got a good trade. You got the Hans.
Wow. All right. How about Uncle Greg coming up strong with the bindies? With the hey Ty, you ever have those? The fruit, it's like a fruit that's frozen with the sorbet in the like with the lemon. They put the sorbet in the middle of the frozen lemon.
I'll just say it. It's a little bougie.
How's that bougie?
I've never been to a restaurant where they got these frozen fruits with other sorbets inside.
That's not bougie.
I've never seen it anywhere.
You've never had it?
No. You're literally telling me about it for the first time.
It's a European thing, too.
Oh, okay.
That's why the Italians, I think they have it. The real Italian restaurants, like, I don't know. I mean, whatever. It's not that. It's not bougie.
I'm not seeing that at my 25-cent wing night spot, you know?
All right, dude. It's been a long time since I've been out, so, you know. All right, let's talk about... That's a Joe Marone staple.
Is it?
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the uncles. The uncles go out. Uncle Greg, Nikki from Primo's, Joe Marone, all the wise men. They get together.
Yeah.
And they had the fruit.
They all do well.
And they all do the fruit. They do the fruit. They understand it. They're men of taste. Speaking of Uncle Greg, Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram, they're here to start your Jeep adventure. Uncle, go see them. Dude, trust me. They got all kinds of incredible inventories at a record low right now, but not at the uncles. The uncles have what you need, including the all-new Jeep Grand Cherokee L. The Jeep Grand Cherokee L has an extra row of seating, three rows of seating, so you can fit the whole family comfortably on the way to school this fall, on the way to sports. Trust me, all right? We're making the trek every night, sports. So it's a good thing, the Grand Cherokee L, right? The Jeep Grand Cherokee L is the move. Anyway, take advantage of 0% APR financing for 6 years on select vehicles. You can complete the entire car buying process online, deliver it to your doorstep. You can go to the dealership, whatever you want. They make it easy. Go see them today, Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, the uncles. And remember, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. What are you? You're family. I tell you all the time. That's why you go to familyautos.com. Restrictions may apply. See the uncles for details. Offer expires September 30th, 2021.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. First Radio Tunis. By the way, give me a little deal of the week action. This week, get two tickets to the Bates Motel and Haunted Attractions for just $50. You'll experience terror like never before at the number one haunted attraction in America. Check it out, 975thefanatic.com, keyword deal. Love the haunted attractions. Big haunted man. You like the haunted man. You're gonna watch
that
show?
I like the
show?
Movies, but I'm out on actually doing the attraction.
Right.
I get scared, man. I get my hands out. You know, I don't.
The general like to scare. He likes the scary stuff.
Shakes his head.
No, shaking head. No.
He likes scary movies. So we're the same.
I want to try. Midnight Mass was the show on.
Yeah,
Netflix.
That sounds great.
Well, my man, Movie Dave, who's Netflix. Publicity man, high marks to Midnight Mass. He knows his stuff. So I want to. I'll check that out.
I'll check that out too. That sounds good.
All right. We got to build our prop. We got to build our parlay. Prop drop.
Yeah, tweet them in too. If you have a prop,
tweet in your prop so we can parlay them. All right. We like to build a parlay, many legs. All right.
Yeah, so send them to 975 middays. We've got a couple coming in right now.
And then picks at 1:30 straight up, okay?
Yep, sounds good. By the way, Doug tweets in his top five movie treats. He goes, number one, the Blue Raspberry Icy Machine. And I'm out on the Icy.
My kid likes that.
Does he?
Yeah, it's a Massimo special.
Number two, I don't see him. Well, he goes to Curly Fry. Now, if I had gone to a movie theater with the Curly Fries, I'll rock that.
I never went to a movie theater with a Curly Fry.
That would be number one, but all right. The Bunch of Crunch, that's my favorite. That's his number three. The Pretzel Bites and then the Popcorn Five.
Popcorn Five? Popcorn got to be one.
It's got to be higher.
Thank you, General.
It's a staple.
General goes.
You can't go to, like, honestly, the people that go to the movie theater and don't get a bucket of popcorn. Now, I get it. Like, Egan goes, like, 7 days a week, so I get it.
You get popcorned out, but normally, people that go once a month, once a couple weeks, you get it. The popcorn is the best.
And the elite movie theaters have your own butter.
Yeah, you
button.
Press the button.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And he's shaky, do it again. Oh, yeah.
So let me ask you guys a question. Would you see the new Bond? The new Bond's coming out. I love Bond.
I think he's great. Daniel Craig.
So
awesome.
Do I. I think he's the best one.
Yeah, probably.
I do. Listen, Sean Connery, you know, GOAT, right? Like, I get it. Like, he's great. Even Roger Moore. But come on, Daniel Craig.
He's pretty awesome.
I think he's the best. First of all, he's a great actor, Daniel Craig. General, did you ever see the movie Layer Cake?
He says yes.
Dude, right? Strong British gangster movie. That's my favorite. I love the British gangsters. Layer Cake. A strong movie. You don't know that.
I'll check it out.
You're not going to check
it out. I was telling you about teeth earlier, so.
Yeah. That's a snapper.
Oh, what?
Nicky! Yo, Nick!
Gentlemen, how we doing, man?
What's going on, Nick?
Not much, man. Let me just say something real quick. Ant, we're tied for first place, right? In the NFC and the NFC East, right?
I know you're going.
Down. And no, come on. Brian was a great caller. And he's a Philly diehard. But I want to talk Eagles.
All right.
If we beat Dallas, then we'll be in first place. And if we play better winning percentage ball than the rest of the division the rest of the season, we clinch the NFC East. I just want to put that out there.
I hear you. Fact. Did you get hit? You got to hit me with facts.
Fact. Okay, not disputable. Not fake. Not in the fake news. Now, let me talk BG today. Remember when we drafted him? And you were a big, who did you like?
Earl Thomas. I love Earl Thomas.
And BG heard it for like 28 months, how much Earl Thomas should have been Earl Thomas, should have been Earl Thomas.
I mean, longer than that. It took him 5 years to start playing.
Did BG talk to his agent and start crying and say, I want to leave Philly?
No, he did not. BG did not do that.
I don't want to tackle anybody anymore.
Yeah.
I'll just fall back in coverage and play zone. I don't want to tackle. No, he strapped up and he improved his game and he made the biggest play, defensive play in Super Bowl history for the Eagles. So, and it's a shame that we're going to miss him. But I don't think if Hargrave or Fletch were hurt, I'd be concerned. Because if you stop the middle, you can always get pass rushers on the edge. So I think the defense.
Unless it's Barnett.
Unless it's Barnett taking his spot. So we're going to miss BG, and we love him. And he loves 97.5, as we know, right, Junis? But Hargrave.
Thank you, 97.5.
Yeah. You're welcome, BG. Thank you for the Super Bowl. But I think we're going to put a lot of pressure on that offensive line, and Dak is going to be running a lot. And I'm going to take Jalen over rushing yards.
I like that a lot. So, put that in there, man. That's a good prop. I like that prop. That's very good. How about that dude last night who called about the Colts?
It's a steaming rivalry. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a rivalry. I mean, we have one of their coaches. They have one of our quarterbacks. I don't understand. You're missing an ant. You should have gave that guy more time.
I know. You're right. You're right. My bad. Nicky, have a great weekend, brother. Take it easy, man. Jared.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, good.
Yo.
Yo. Give me a good yo.
Hey, my bad. Sorry for cutting you off there. We got a yo from Sean. He wants to give a yo for Silvio's Deli in Hapro. He says it's his favorite cheesesteak is at Silvio's Deli.
Really?
And Chet wants to give a yo for More Bagels, M-O-O-R-E Bagels, so family name in Marlton, New Jersey, right next to Family Company Jewelers.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which I'm a big fan of, obviously.
Get out.
So, big fan there.
I like the yos. I want more yos coming back on the show.
I agree. I got more to get to. I'll give you some more.
Okay.
A couple props coming in, by the way, on Twitter.
What do we got?
Zach Ketchum gives me Teddy Bridgewater over 1.5 touchdowns, which is -165.
I'm not in love with that one, but all right.
And then we got one from Jared. Nick Chubb, first touchdown, +520.
Okay.
So that would obviously raise the odds right there.
I like that. I like that one. The Teddy one, I'll be honest with you. I'm not in love with Denver this week.
They're like a slight favorite, aren't they? No. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm not in love with them this week.
Denver. Oh, no, sorry. I was
They're
looking
playing
at next
the Jets.
Week. They're playing the Jets, 10.5.
Yeah, I'm not in love with them this week. I'm telling you. I think the Jets are live. You know the other team you're going to laugh at me? We're going to do picks coming up. But you know the other team I like? The Lions.
Really?
I love the Lions.
You're pro-cannibalism, huh?
Well, you know why? They're playing Baltimore.
Okay.
Baltimore, look at their first two games. You open up Vegas. Monday night, you play. It's a crazy game. You lose. You then come home, your home opener, Sunday night, against the Chiefs. Crazy game, miracle, you win. Now you got to go back and you got to play Detroit, sleepy Detroit on the road, and Detroit can move the ball. You saw them move the ball against the Niners. You saw them move the ball against Green Bay. They were up at halftime against Green Bay. I'm telling you, the Lions are live.
All right.
Cover, if not, and outright.
Wow. All right.
I'm telling you.
Bite those kneecaps, man.
We 1:30, we'll give you all the picks. Jared, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jared.
Man, your Lions talk right there is bringing right into my prop.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
I think it's somewhere around 60 or so yards, but I'm taking the Hockenson over.
Love it.
He's been a beast these first couple weeks. I think he keeps it up.
Dude, smart play. I like the big brain on Jared.
Anyways, Phillies. Now, smart or not smart, I was at the games Monday through Wednesday. I dealt with that crap on Monday, got the walk-off Tuesday and an iffy game on Wednesday. But I think it's coming around to the point where JT is starting to hit. He's still has his ugly strikeout games, but if you're looking at what he did Tuesday night with the walk-off, what he did last night with coming off the bench, and I think it was 3-for-4 or something like that, big home run, I think, and that'll provide some good protection for Bryce there, who hasn't been hitting as much. I think he had 3 walks last night, which is still outstanding MVP level, but giving that protection behind him where you actually need to pitch to him, I think that's going to be big coming up because especially next week in Atlanta, that could be for the division.
Dude, listen to me. You're qualified for the tickets. Now,
awesome, man. Let me give you one more thing.
But wait,
I'm your Chick-fil-A man.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You got to be Tim. Glenn told me after because otherwise you wouldn't have been eligible. I gave Tunis the sauces.
Yeah, I heard. My buddy was listening yesterday.
Jared, you're the best, man.
Call in right away.
You're the greatest. Hey, so you went to the game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now, was that all spontaneous, or did you have it planned?
Little spontaneous. My one buddy did the $60 for the September games. So I ended up going down, and he's working down in the Eagles ticket office right now, interning. So we decided, yeah, screw it. Monday was Dollar Dog Night, so we're like, all right, got to go to that one.
How many G's?
We're like, finished at 8.5.
8.5? That's a good showing, dude.
I was disappointed. My goal was one an inning. Couldn't get that last half. But
yeah, listen, you don't want to force it. Eight and a half, you're good. I mean,
trust me, that's a good
number.
That's
a good, real good, strong number. You didn't have to go middle relief.
Nah.
You go 8.5 strong. That's impressive.
Yeah, I was happy with it. I think the bullpen, too, they've, credit where credit's due, the bullpen in the bullpen game against the Orioles, you need to be good against that team, and they looked pretty good.
I like
Medina, for what he is, I thought gave you a good showing.
He pitched well.
He
I agree.
Good.
Yeah. You are mucho deserving of being in the running, my brother.
I appreciate
Jared,
that.
Man. Hold on, baby. Hold on. How about that? Our Chick-fil-A man.
Damn right. I had a beer with him before FanFest.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
He's great, too.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He comes to see me at Parks. Great guy.
He brought the sauce.
Brought the sauce.
I got the sauce.
He got the sauce. Who got the sauce? What's that commercial?
I forget.
You got the sauce.
Because I think something spilled.
You got the sauce.
And then, so it might be like a cleaning product. By the way, on a not so happy note, Jordan Mailata has a knee sprain, according to Tim McManus, rolled up late in practice yesterday. He is still being evaluated.
I don't like that, dude. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, so you're already going Dickerson at right guard.
I don't want to go Dillard.
That means
I don't like the Dillards. I need Mailata to play.
Yeah, definitely need him to play. So, fortunately, they play Monday night, an extra day.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Benny, you're on 97.5. Is that a good afternoon, Benny?
Good afternoon, Anthony Gargano. How we doing, cuz?
What do you say, Benny boy?
Oh, bro, first off, I just want to say how great of a time me and Tony had at FanFest on Saturday, man. You guys are rocking down there.
Dude, you know what it's the best? Is that everybody came in with a great attitude. Like, they just wanted to party, have fun. You know, I mean, I'll tell you, I cherish that, dude. That's a beautiful thing.
It really was, cuz. I loved it. Tony had a great time, too. We wanted to wait in line for you. You guys had such a long line. Well deserved, I got to say, of course. But we wanted to wait in line. We couldn't. We were having a mini fan fest of our own. People were coming up to us. We walked in the door. Two people instantly jump up onto us, honestly. It was a great time, though, man. We had such a fun time.
give me some Phillies love.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, these fight-ins, I'm really believing, because I hope I don't jinx them by calling God, but they got a real chance, because I'm so excited about it. What can I say? Because Harper is playing like that MVP he was brought in to be. And listen, I hope nobody gets on his case for the next few years, because without him, this team would not be in this position.
Brother, I agree. I agree. And JT, by the way, too. We got to give JT some mad love.
Absolutely. He's been playing through injury. I mean, listen, the guy is as tough as nails. He's showing why you got to go and bring him in, why you got to ship out a 6-0 for a guy like that.
Brother, I like it. I like it. Tunis, what do you think? Thumbs up?
Of course, man.
Benny boy, hold on. You're qualified, buddy boy. You're qualified.
Now, that's excitement.
He had a good voice, too. He had, like, good karmic.
That was exciting.
Good karmic voice.
By the way, I decided to deep dive a little bit more into Andrew Knapp's season that he's having.
Yes.
156 after last night's 0-for-2 performance, and he has only thrown out 2 out of 21 base stealers this year. So his caught stealing percentage is at a whopping 10% this year. Oh, and his run differential when catching is -4. Oh, and Aaron Nola gave up 6 earned runs in 3 innings yesterday. So for all the people that say, well, Knapp's actually a better catcher. He calls the game better than JT. Can we put all that to rest, please? Thank you. I just need to throw that out there. So for all the pitchers do better when he... No. He stinks. So please, no more Nappy. They finally got rid of the Velasquez experiment.
Where does Noel have the balls?
I don't know.
Can you answer that for me?
No, I can't.
Where does he have the balls?
Well, it's his personal choice to choose Knapp, so...
First of all, if you're a starting pitcher, right? Like, I get the comfortability situation where you want to be able to throw to a guy you want to throw to. But when the guy that you throw to isn't going to help you win a game...
Oh, he's going to help you lose a game. Literally, his run differential is -4. So he's actually been a negative for you all season long. But at least they had the Knapsacks out there, the three fans out there.
All right.
So he's got a fan club, Andrew Knapp does.
All right, how about this? How about we throw Nola and Knapp in the backstop?
That sounds good.
Petkoff and JT and Bryce.
And Wheeler.
And Wheeler. Well, Wheeler's the means win day, Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Good thing Nola's facing the Braves next week.
In the bags, so you go. Listen, the bags to bag. It'll help you for any of your home improvement gigs. So say going to remodel the kitchen. You're going to remodel the bathroom. You're going to clean out the garage, the attic, the basement, any of that stuff. You need to know the Bagster, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. And it's sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, hardware stores everywhere. What's the hardware store in Mulga Hill?
Warren's.
Even Warren's in Mulga Hill. You name it. All these Jones. Mitchie Tools. Gail on South Street. He's got the Bagster. They all got the Bagster. I'm telling you. Check it out. $29.99. That's only $29.99. It's easy to use. Whatever your cleanup plans are, it's on demand. The Bagster can handle it. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. Buy it, fill it, schedule your collection, poof, it's gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com and find a store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster. Dumpster in the back.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Football Fridays on The Fanatic, brought to you by Pump Man Philly. Need a water pump expert for your facility? Contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. All right, Tunis. Couple things. We got to do our plays. Start out college. I really like Wisconsin over Notre Dame. That game's at Soldier Field. It's a... you can find it 6.5. I think Wisconsin's good coming off a bye week. I actually thought they outplayed Penn State and Notre Dame. I think Wisconsin can run all day long. They'll control the line of scrimmage on Notre Dame. So I like Wisconsin to win by double digits. Shunis?
Well, that sounds good. I've yet to look at the college spreads, to be honest with you.
You're not as into the college this year.
Well, no, that's not it. I'm trying to put together the same gamer right now because we got a couple of last-minute entrances here. But let me take a look. Go ahead. Give another play, and I'll give you one in a second.
All right. Let me go to the NFL because I like some games. My number one play is the Rams over Tampa. I love this play. I think it's a really it's a Rams game all day long. I love them in this game. Listen, we've seen Tampa. No Antonio Brown because of COVID. And that defense, that you can move the ball. All right? You can move the ball. There's a guy, Steve, said he got Wisconsin plus 2.5. How could that be? Jump on that.
All right.
Anyway, I'm telling you, the Rams will move the ball, and that defense is going to give Tampa some fits. So I like the Rams a ton on Sunday. That's a 425 game.
Random college game that stood out to me here. Houston, 18.5-point favorites against Navy. I'm taking Navy plus 18.5. I don't think they're going to win outright by any means, but the way they run the ball, both teams, Houston's a big running team too. The way that that clock keeps on running, both of those two teams, I just don't see Houston going up that big. So, I mean, if you want to go for a wild bet, 18.5 for Houston, I would take Navy plus 18.5 there.
Yeah.
And then one other one that I saw, Iowa, their defense is always good. 22.5-point favorites against Colorado State.
Colorado State stinks.
They're not scoring.
Iowa, the problem with laying those big numbers with a team like Iowa is that the clock's always moving. They're running the ball.
But I don't think Colorado State's scoring. Iowa's always got a good defense. So what I imagine is if they could go, it could be a 24-0 win.
Wow.
So I don't know. I would take a look at that. And then in the NFL, Tennessee, it actually just went down to 4.5 now that I'm guessing Carson Wentz is expected to play because he's practicing today. I would still take Tennessee. That offense has not done anything in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't like
it. You don't like that?
No, I don't like Indy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
take Tennessee 4.5.
That's my point. I like Detroit plus 9 against Baltimore. Actually, it's down to 8. It was 9. It's down to 8. It's moving Lions. I'm taking the Lions plus 8. I'll also back it up with your team total over 20.5.
Wow, that's interesting. You're all over Detroit here this week.
I'm telling you, it's one of those games where Baltimore's going to give up yards, going to give up points. 20.5. And this NFL is cheap.
All right. I'm going to continue to ride with the Raiders here. Dolphins with Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback. I like Vegas in this one. And even though Jacobs,
I actually think Brissett's an upgrade to him.
Yeah, you might be right. But even with Jacobs being out or possibly being out, Drake's still a pretty decent backup to have. So yeah. I like Raiders 3.5 in that game.
I like Cleveland minus 7 over Chicago. There's going to be a lot of Justin Fields loves. Listen, I think Justin Fields should start all day long for Andy Dalton. It's going to take us some time to get his sea legs. Tough game in Cleveland on the road. I like Cleveland a lot in this game. Give me the Browns over the Bears. And they're really good teaser material. So at laying 7, feel free to match them up.
Okay. I'll give you two more. The Seahawks just being 2.5-point favorites against a Vikings team that might not be all that good is kind of interesting to me, but Vegas always does this. I feel like they never give Seattle enough love. Seattle 2.5, I'm taking that. I don't believe in Minnesota, and Seattle coming off a loss. I'm going to go with the Seahawks 2.5, and then I actually like the Packers as the dogs.
I like the over in that game.
Okay. I like the Packers as dogs against the 49ers.
So this is what I love in the game. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
How about Aaron Rodgers over 270.5 yards?
Okay.
So think about it. Packers defense is trash, right? It's a bad defense. So the Niners are going to move the ball on them. I agree with Chews. I think Green Bay's in the game. But short, it's a three-point game, so it's a tough play. But I know that Rodgers, to be in the game, is going to have to throw. We know that their secondary is banged up. The Eagles couldn't exploit it, but Rodgers can, right? Rodgers has that arm. He's got that arm talent that maybe Jalen doesn't have just yet. I love Rodgers over 270.5 passing yards.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to add that into our prop drop parlay.
All right.
And I'll do all the math coming up in a second, and then I'll...
Perfect.
I'll let you know what it is.
All right, there's your picks for this weekend. Good luck. Let's go to Dage. Dage, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello?
Yo, Dage.
Gage.
What's going on, man? Gage.
Hey. This is my first time calling in, actually. I've been listening to the station for like 6 years.
Well, welcome.
But, I never got a chance to call in. I wanted to touch on the Junior Mints and the Pepper and Patties and stuff. I don't know. I think Junior Mints are like a little bit different, but they're like top five candy for me. I think they might have like milk chocolate instead of dark, so that's a difference. And I'm also with Chunas on the Baby Ruth, like the chocolate peanut butter caramel. That's like the holy trinity of candy.
Damn right, man.
But I wanted to get into an Eagles Dallas story.
Tell me your Dage. What's the name?
It's Gage. G-A-G-E.
Oh, Gage.
Yeah, you know Pet Cemetery, right?
No, Stephen King thing. Yeah, I didn't see
it. The baby was named Gage, and my mom watched it like a week before I was born. She's like, I like the name.
No way. So that's your given name?
Yeah, Gage.
That's cool. I like that, dude. You're the Gage, man. All right.
My brothers are actually Trey and Brock, so we all got weird names. But
Brock. Brock. That's a good name, Trey. Too. All right.
Yeah. And my Brock, my younger brother, his son's name is Keegan.
That's a good name, too, Keegan. That's good. You guys are a family of interesting names.
Yeah. I had a story about Dallas and Eagles, though.
Yeah, tell me.
So back in like 2017, it was like the last week of October, like elections coming up. So I worked for a moving company. We're delivering voting machines. So I'm down in Broomall in like Delaware County, and we delivered these machines to a park. And I guess there's like a groundskeeper's area. So me and Gary, we unload them off the truck and we take them into the garage area. So on a locker, there's like one of those little like pointed like triangle Dallas flags. And I was like, hey, you got to be kidding me with this. And, you know, the Eagles are riding high there. So I knocked the thing on the floor and ground that thing into the dust with my shoe. And me and Gary are laughing it up. So anyway, come next week, we go back to pick up the voting machines at the election. And the guy's there fuming. He's like, yeah, someone ground out my Dallas flag. And he's like, I bet it was that guy right there in the Eagles hat. And I was like, I was like, I don't know, you know, it is what it is. And he's like, So we go back to the hub to deliver the voting machines. My boss is there. The guy comes down and he's like, hey, that guy right there, he ground out my Dallas flag. And he's like, first of all, he's like, you're a Dallas fan. I got nothing to say to you right now. The guy wanted his money. He's like, I paid like $30 for that flag. And he's like, yeah, you got robbed, buddy. So he's like, well, I want my $30 for that flag. So my boss flips out a $10 bill. He's like, here, get the hell out of here. And he's like, and the guy's yelling about the Eagles. Guy's yelling about the Eagles.
Dude, so you're the greatest, man. Gage, you're my man. You're the best.
The guy yells about the Eagles. Like, you guys are riding high now, but you guys are never going to win anything. He's like, yeah, Eagles don't win anything. So, you know, what do? We laugh all the way to Minnesota and take home Lombardi.
Dude, you're my man, so dude. I love you. Gage, you get a standing O from me, man. That's a great first call. You got to, don't be a stranger now.
All right, yo, let me give you an Eagles chant before I leave.
Do it.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
My man, way to go, the Gage.
Dude, he's your favorite caller automatically.
Why?
Oh, I mean, that was just a great call. He stomps on the Cowboys flag. Then he goes with a chant on his own.
No, exactly. The beauty is he goes, I want to ground that thing to dust. Like that's a sentinel. He belongs in the land through security. Like, I would have him delivering the voting machine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I hear you.
General T.Y. Johnson, he can work for General T.Y. Johnson. Any man that would ground out a Cowboy flag like that. Oh, Chunas. You know who's lurking. I'm sure we'll hear from him on Monday. But I know we got him today. Oh, I got the shutters. Do you have the shutters?
Nah. Go Birds.
Here he is. The one, the only. Captain Cowboy.
Anthony J. Gargano, how you doing, cuz?
What do you say there, Captain? How are you?
First off, I'm okay. First off, just the last caller, you should have been stoned. He should have hit you with a stone.
He's my hero, that last call.
Yeah, I bet he is. But hey, let me set it up. Since, you know, you guys have been getting under my skin all week. But let me set it up since we're talking about the rivalry and the hate and how it evolved or how it came about. Okay, originally, I did not hate the Philadelphia Eagles, man. As a matter of fact, and I told you this before when you were at the other place, I actually rooted for the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl against the Raiders, where they became the first team to lose a Super Bowl to a wild card team, mind you. And I'm like, well, dang. But that evil little troll, you know what I'm talking about, that satanic troll with the last name Ryan, he's the one who did it for me. The way he got you whipped up in the frenzy to hate my team so bad, it was on and popping from that moment on, eh? Buddy Ryan did it for me.
He's my hero.
Hey, Ant, I was a little burning ember until Buddy Ryan came along and he dumped a truckload of gasoline on the fire and made the roaring monster fire you hear now. Buddy Ryan did it. And I'm glad he did it because I like the rivalry. I like, listen,
so do I.
When I saw your coach yesterday, I said, thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Okay? Thank you very much, Nick Sirianni. Now, take this beating. Now, I'm not going to give you a score now, Ed. I'm going to wait till Monday. And I believe you to a certain extent. You guys will score. But I'll give you the final score Monday when I call and talk to you. But now, Ant, you know I'm like a dog with a bone. I have to bring this up. I have to do it to you. You know me. Now, I'm 51 years old. We're around in the same age group. I've been watching football a long time, Ant. Two things I've never seen before that I happened to see last Sunday.
What's that?
One of which, and I want you to help me. Please tell me if you've ever seen it. One of which was a guy spraying two ankles on one play.
I know. I did see that. His name was Wendell Davis from the Bears. He tore two ACLs.
He tore both knees. Yeah,
right. But that's worse than the two ankles.
You're right. And he did it on that horrible turf.
Yeah.
And by the way, as you know, Ant, he has my name. Wendell. My name is Wendell.
I know. Mr. Wendell.
Exactly. Yeah. He tore. I never
remember the song, Mr. Wendell. We used to do the.
Yes. He tore both his knees. But here's the clincher, though, Ant, for me. Now, I didn't hear you and Tunis talk about it. By the way, hey, Tunis, I'm sorry.
What's up, man?
By the way, I don't know if you guys saw this, and I don't think you did because there's no way in hell you guys didn't talk about this. Have you ever seen someone throw an interception on a shovel pass?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anthony Gargano.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know I can't let it go, Ant. You threw that guy in my face so long.
I know.
I'm like a dog with a bone.
I get you.
I watch the games every Sunday.
Yeah, I don't
just
care
to
about
grind him up.
You watch it.
I know you don't.
I don't even want to see his face. I know. He's a hate the face for me. Captain, have a great weekend, Captain.
God bless you.
Thank you, buddy. Take it easy, man. Here he is, Captain Cowboy. I enjoy the banter. I enjoy the rivalry. Our winners for the four packs. That means they each get four tickets for Saturday's game. Phillies Buckos. Ryan. Was it a pity victory? Yes.
He's been to a lot of games recently. I want to keep the good vibes and karma going.
Right. So, and by the way, you wanted to throw him, you know. I did feel bad. Right, Tunis?
Yeah.
So, my man, enjoy yourself, brother.
Have fun.
All right.
And come up with some better content next time.
Jared, Victory, and Benny. You guys are all going to the Phillies game tomorrow, 4:05. It's Strikeout Cancer Night presented by Fox Chase Cancer Center. By the way, B-Dawg signing copies of his book, Blessed by the Best, My Journey to Canton and Beyond, at the Phillies Authentic Shop on the main concourse between 3 and 4 o'clock. Get tickets at Phillies.com. Fanatic.com. It says, sneak in my man Amir. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Amir!
Hey, cuz, what's up? Tunis, what's going on?
How you feeling, brother?
Oh, man, I'm all right. First time caller, long time listener.
Ah, welcome, man.
Yes, sir. Now, I just
The good karma, too. I hear it in your voice.
Oh, hopefully it's for the birds. Hopefully it's for the birds. Fighting Phil's, too. But hopefully it's for the birds.
See, I love you already.
Now, I just wanted to call, though, and speak about these Dallas fans. First of all, I hate Dallas, right, cuz? So I'm 25, right, and I got a couple friends that's Dallas fans. And I'd be super confused because since they've been born, Dallas never won nothing. You get what I'm saying? They haven't won nothing.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Generational fans. Like, I understand your grandpop and all of that, you know, because they might have been winning and they from Philly, so they just bandwagoners, which is cool. But the rest of them, I don't get it, which makes me hate them more, you know? And it's like, at first,
that's right.
Was with the
that's
Giants.
Right.
Yeah. At first, I hated the Giants because the Giants won a couple Super Bowls. They was winning. Dallas never won, so I'm like, you know, I didn't really hate them too bad, but it's the fans that made me hate them.
That's
you know?
Right. Listen to me. Amir, I got a role, all right? You're the man. You call me Monday. Would you do that? All right? Please. I want to talk to you. We are out of time. Listen, Mikey Miss, General T.Y., Jen, coming up next. Stay tuned. Keep it right here. We love you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.